The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with five Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all time?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with five Y's. Movies, Baby!
Oh! Ah! Ugh. It's the best show, 2017!
We are back. And we are here to do the best show for you. I guess is that what I'm supposed to say? Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we talk about New Year's resolutions and so many other things, and that will end up just being something we don't talk about that much, probably, because that's the way a lot of topics go on the show. But that's how it goes when it's the best show. Weavers, LLC in the background. The best show is back for 2017. What do you think about that? How do you like them apples? Right? You like apples, Mike? Right? Well, what do you think? I got it wrong. What did he say? How do you... Can't remember. You hold the map. No, that was the one after it where... Remember when Gus Van Sant did a movie where it was like about a... Like a working stiff who was like a math genius, Good Will Hunting. And then he did that movie later, which was about a working stiff who is a math genius and also great at basketball. He was just, and that was called Finding Forrester, and it had Sean Connery saying, "You're the man now, dog." Great final act there for Sean Connery in his legendary career. The final thing he did was one of the dumbest cartoons ever. Sean Connery, one of the final roles of his career, assuming he doesn't come back out to reprise James Bond, if Daniel Craig doesn't want to do it. I got to look at what this movie was. This Sean Connery. Sean Connery final movie. It was called, it was an animated movie called Sir Billy the Vet. And it featured voice work. He played an eccentric skateboarding veterinarian who had to face down villainous policemen and corrupt lairds. What's a laird? It's some UK word, Mike. What's a laird? And this veterinarian's hunt for Scotland's last beaver. Went out on a high note. Rather watch that thing. Sir Billy the Veterinarian. Rather watch that than one of those James Bond movies. Or, I'd watch some of those James Bond ones. It's like he's, first of all, it comes off like a creep in him. Right? It's like Stanley Kowalski is a super agent. Can you cut the heat? Would you mind shutting the heat off? Oh, and like that, it shuts off. That's how it is in 2017 here. I say jump, and they say how high. That's how it is. None of that 2016 lip I was getting. That's all gone. And we're going to talk about that later in the show. Because I didn't want to mention this to the guys, but I'm talking about Dudio and AP Mike and Pat Byrne. I actually hired, we'll do this in a few minutes, so please don't go far, guys. Don't go out to the movies or duck out to do God knows what. Because we're going to do, I actually hired someone to do performance reviews for 2016 moving into 2017 for the staff of The Best Show. Music, what did we hear? I hear them out there. I hear Dudio go, "What?" And then Mike's thinking, we're going to get performance reviews. And Dudio's like, "Oh, Jesus." Yeah, get ready. You guys are going to be on the hot seat. I hired somebody who does this stuff professionally. So I don't have the stomach for it. I've never met this fella who does it, Mike. Mike wants to know more about him. We just heard John Wesley Coleman III. I'm saying it right now. 2016 had a lot of great albums. That's the first. This album comes out in January. This is one of the... I'm saying that the album's called Microwave Dreams, John Wesley Coleman III. We heard Hang Tight, and it comes out on the Secret. What is the name of the label? Come on. What is it called? No, not that. Not this. Super Secret Records is putting it out. SuperSecretRecords.com. John Wesley Coleman III, you might know him from the Golden Boys, one of the great bands in America right now. This album's great, man. I'm telling you. John Wesley Coleman III. Microwave Dreams. You like that song, Mike? Yeah, Mike liked it. Starting us off, a reissue. New Zealand, one of the heavy hitters from New Zealand, The Terminals. Their legendary album from 1988. Holy moly. Uncoffined. Great album. Reissued by Hozak. It was originally on Flying Nun. It is out. Is this the first time it's been like a U.S. release of this? I don't know. But it's such a great album. And the song was Love, Hate, Revenge by The Terminals. And Hozak reissued it. And that's HozakRecords.com, I believe. Can't go wrong with The Terminals or Hozak Records. Part of their archival series. The phone number, 201-332-3484, here on The Best Show. Couple things I want to tell you. On New Year's Day, 2 days ago, it went live. What went live? Best Show 24/7. Best Show 24/7. What is Best Show 24/7? I'm going to tell you right now. And you listen and you pay attention. Because this is what Best Show 24/7 is. It's the greatest thing I ever heard in my life. It is a Best Show stream playing greatest hits from the entire history of the Best Show. WFMU stuff is on there. There's rarities. There's all sorts of stuff on there. It is so much fun. And you go to thebestshow.net, which is the website that The Best Show takes place at. You're probably there right now. Or not. Maybe. Who knows? But go there, thebestshow.net/247. And you can listen at any point. I'm going to check. Let me check out right now what's on Best Show 24/7. Let's do this. Maybe there's something better. Maybe I'll just listen to this. I won't do a show tonight. Oh, look at this. This is a good one. This is a good call.
All the cars to back in.
This was
Why do you care how my car is parked in the driveway?
Because I want things to be right.
Well, your definition of right.
That was
Keith
Kincaid and the Newbridge Church of Satan.
Of right. I don't know where and
that was
I don't
a great
know
call.
What gives you the right to say that that is the way things have to be.
Can I ask you a question? How often do you wax that car?
It
doesn't look like it's often.
It isn't often. I go to a car wash like once a month or so with it. You know, I'll skip a month.
I think it should be washed once a week, waxed twice a week.
So I'm supposed to wax my car 2 times a week.
Exactly. I do mine 4 times a week.
Well, good for you.
Best Show 24/7. It's so great. You just go and you leave it on. And I want to thank Dudio, of course, Jason Gore. Thank you for all the help. Jason worked so hard on it. Pat, you worked on it. Mostly Dudio. It's basically, I'm going to say it's Dudio, worked a ton on it, and Martine worked on it. And Martine is an intranet genius. Wouldn't you agree with that? Yeah, right? This guy, Martine, came through like a champ on this thing. He built the Best Show website, and he built this 24/7 stream. It is the greatest, and it's going to keep getting better. And if you need any kind of web developing, go to Celis, C-E-L-I-S, design.com, Martine Celis. CelisDesign.com. He is the best. I'm telling you. He is why the 24/7 stream is up. and why we have a website, and he is great and forever in debt to Martin. Thank you, buddy. And some sad news. We were all hoping that 2016 was the end of the celebrity passings. Well, 2017 has claimed its first celebrity. Wally Wacky Man, who you might know, is a frequent guest on this show. Wally Wacky Man, he's a puppet. And of all things, he was on the... He was in Times Square. He was on the ball as it was dropping. For some reason, he was on it. I don't know if he was looking for a good seat and didn't know he was sitting on the actual ball that dropped, or if he was going to do some sort of promotional stunt like Morgana the Kissing Bandit, or if Wally Wackyman was up to something like that. Who we'll never know now, because the ball fell, he slipped, and he was crushed by the ball in Times Square. And Mariah Carey tried to save him. She saw it all happen. She tried to save him. She couldn't. So Wally Wacky Man, you made it out of 2016, buddy. You didn't make it through 2017. And we will be that much poorer without you, because you couldn't donate to the Best Show Patreon. Literally, we will be that much poorer. Now, when I tell you what Best Show Patreon, what's that you say? Well, my friends, you'll notice there are no ads tonight on the show. You'll notice that. Why? Because the Best Show has switched models. We ain't doing no ads now. Why? Because you, the Best Show listener, demanded it. You said you wanted to help the show directly. You wanted to contribute directly. Well, now it is time. The opportunity is here. We have taken the show off of an advertising based support system. And now it is on a listener sponsorship type system here, and we don't have a net anymore. No safety net, but it's doing great. It's doing really good over at patreon.com/thebestshow. That is where you can give to help us make our money so all the expenses can be paid, and there's a bunch of them. But then it would also be nice to be able to pay people who work on the show and to, at some point, to take a couple dollars for myself and for John. Yeah, but it's look, that's not even up for discussion. The model has shifted. Anything you can do to support the show and help us keep it going is greatly appreciated. There's different things we will be giving for different levels of support. You can read all about them on the Best Show Patreon page at patreon.com/thebestshow. We're going to have a extra content, which you can get. There's going to be a new Best Show sticker in the Bad Company style. There's going to be an enamel pin and something called the Garbage Pack. So, yeah, the Best Show has shifted models after a couple years. We tried it, and here we are. Lend a hand, won't you? patreon.com/thebestshow. And tell your friends. Who's good here, Mike? Line one. Your idea good or my idea good? Oh, everybody's idea good. Payback, huh? If he's showing his... unless this is him trying to put on a show for the performance review, trying to scramble at the last second, trying to sound energetic and lively. Everybody's idea of good. What are you, Cousin Brucey? Best show.
Shark Lane.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Hold on. Is this how I'm starting 2017?
Of course.
Is this Spike?
That's right.
Spike. Happy New Year, Spike.
Oh, to you too.
How are you doing? You must be having a great 2017 so far, because a lot of your favorite things are happening.
Well, almost.
I know you're excited about everything with John Wesley Harding, the actor. What's his name again?
Oh, you know what? You know his name.
John Wesley what?
Chip.
Chip?
Yeah.
John Wesley Ship was a hero to old Spike.
I'm not happy about Mr. Frump there.
About what?
Mr. Frump.
You're not happy? Well, you voted for him.
Of course not.
Well, you
hate I'm him. Normal.
Okay, so you didn't vote for him.
Normal people wouldn't vote for Frump.
Someone told me you voted for him.
Oh, absolutely not.
Someone watched you vote and told me.
No. Not for Trump.
Well, I know you, so that you're not into that. But did you have a good holiday at least?
Oh, yes.
What did you do for the holidays?
Well, went to museums, cultural stuff.
Cultural stuff. Like what? Museums, if I remember correctly, you often will travel for the holidays.
No.
No?
No.
I thought once in a while you'd go somewhere to a different city. I thought I remembered you saying something about, Washington, D.C. at one point.
I have relatives there. I visit them on occasion.
Yeah, see, I remember. But yeah, no. No. But I'm partly right. Sometimes you do.
No, yeah.
No, yeah, okay. Look, I miss you so much. I never thought I'd say it. I miss you, buddy.
Oh, I know. People have been writing to me.
Yeah?
Asking me to call.
Yeah, and you did.
And so I'm calling.
Well, we miss... So the holidays. Let me get an idea what the holidays were like for you. You, a Spike Christmas. Let me just paint a picture. You tell me. You stop me if I'm wrong at any point. You wake up Christmas morning. You look out your basement apartment window, watching people's shoes walk by.
Well, I'm not in the basement anymore. Okay. But I never was in the basement, actually.
You run out into the street, dressed as Santa Claus.
No, I wouldn't go that far.
Dressed as Bob Cratchit. No?
No, dress more like,
dress as the Flash.
Leatherface.
What's that?
Leatherface.
Dressed as Leatherface, okay. From one of the all-time classic horror movies. Leatherface's, what was his name again? What was the movie he was in?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Leatherface. So you run out on Christmas Day into the street dressed as Leatherface. Then it's time for Christmas dinner. You pull up your old apple box with a couple planks nailed to the top, serving as a table. And you put on it, what? A goose.
A real food.
A Christmas goose, right?
Well, not goose, maybe duck.
A Christmas
duck. Duck is more like it.
That you caught in Central Park. And
well,
then the duck pecks at you and escapes. So then you, for dinner, you eat a Christmas tuna fish.
No, Christmas duck. You had it right the first time.
Okay. And then, gifts? You doing gifts?
I do gifts, yes.
Okay. You open the a present from Santa Claus, sits under your tree, right?
Mm-hmm.
You take the present and you shake it, and you're like, I know what this is. And you open it, and it's Chucky from Child's Play.
Oh, yes.
And then you open another present, and inside is a copy of Phil Spector's Christmas album.
Oh, the best Christmas album ever.
With all the classic Christmas songs like Help, I Didn't Do It, and I'd Like to Appeal My Sentence, Please, and Hide a File in a Snowman, right?
Well, yeah.
All those classic Phil Spector songs like I Can't Explain My Hair Either, and Silent Night. And then, maybe some caroling. Walking around the neighborhood, singing the songs of the Dovells and the Del Vikings.
Quality.
What's the most recent song you like? What's the newest song you like, Spike? Because you're a guy who likes classic songs.
I can't think of one because I really don't like anybody that's out today.
Help me think. Just say what? Like, do you like any songs by? Like you don't like that Mariah Carey Christmas song?
It's adequate. It grates on my nose sometimes.
Adequate?
Adequate.
Okay. What would be on a Christmas?
I don't listen to Madonna's Christmas song.
Wait, she has a Christmas song?
Yeah, she about 30 years ago.
What was it called?
I Want to Get Knocked Up Under the Mistletoe.
Now, that sounds like you're paraphrasing. I'm going to say.
No, that's
the
actual name of the song.
That classic, Spike. You don't like women. It's fair. You don't like them. You don't like women. You'll admit it.
I voted for one.
Nah, well, you had your...
Hillary.
Yeah. You had your feet to the fire on that one. Right? You don't like women.
Well,
right?
I would say it was either her or...
You don't like them. Who would you vote for in this election? Donald Trump is running against Beyonce.
Neither.
Neither. Okay.
Neither.
Donald Trump is running against Nicki Minaj.
Neither.
Donald Trump Jr. is running against Adele.
I would vote for Adele.
Oh, she's not from America. It's a trick question.
It doesn't matter. She doesn't have the last name of Trump.
Ivanka Trump is running against Ivana Trump.
Neither.
Eric Trump is running against Darlene Love.
Oh, Darlene Love. I adore her.
Mike Love is running against Darlene Love.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Kevin Love is running against Mike Love.
Well, I don't know who Kevin Love is.
He's Mike Love's nephew. He plays in the National Basketball Association.
Oh, well, I wouldn't vote for him. Yeah, no, he's a jock. I don't do jocks.
You don't do jocks. You like, what's his face, though? John Wesley Shipp. He's a jock.
Yeah, but he's not a jock.
Sure he is. I've seen how fast he runs. He's the Flash. You're a jock.
Yeah, but he's not. The Flash is not a jock.
Sure he is.
I mean, he's not a jock like, you know, oh, I don't know. Michael Jordan, that's a jock.
Okay. Michael Jordan is running against Donald Trump.
Neither.
Neither? So you wouldn't vote for a jock? You hate jocks that much?
That's right.
What about a jock? What about... Okay, here we go. Michael Jordan is running against Hillary Clinton.
I would have to go for Hillary on this one.
Hillary Clinton and Michael Jordan are running against Donald Trump and Darlene Love.
Well,
she's his VP.
Neither in this case.
Neither.
Because they're paired with the wrong people.
Ronnie Spector and Donald Trump as the VP. No. Ronnie Spector and Ivanka Trump are running against... let me think. They're running against John Wesley Shipp and Donald Trump Jr.
That's a tough one.
Really?
Because I like John, I like Ronnie, but I don't like the Trumps.
Hmm. But he's just VP. Donald Trump Jr. is just VP.
It doesn't matter. If there's a Trump involved, I'm not voting for him.
Fair enough. If there's a Trump involved, you're not voting for him.
That's right.
So will you call more, please?
I'll try to.
Oh, I would love it. I really would love it. I miss you, buddy. I miss you.
Yeah, a lot of people do. They've been, you know, like I said, they've been getting me to
Don't get carried away. Don't get carried away. You're not, this is not, what do you think, you're Jeff Magnum? What's her face? I want to be alone. You think you're her? What's her name again? Greta Garbo? You think you're Greta Garbo?
Well, that's gone back 80 years, but I'm not that old.
What do you say? No, I'm saying you're not literally, I'm not saying you're a peer of hers. I'm saying, but that thing where you want to be alone. See, I'm saying it like the Kinks song. Do you like the Kinks, Spike?
Oh, of course.
What's your favorite Kinks song?
You really got me.
You can't think of one, huh?
You really got me.
Well, try. Think. I bet you can think of one.
You really got me. That's their song.
What?
The
song you really got. I thought you were saying I stumped you.
Oh, no. No, the song, You Really Got Me, by the Kinks.
Sure, gotcha. Loud and clear. All right, buddy, I'm going to look forward to your calls. You're going to call, I know we'll hear from you more. I'm looking forward to it. Happy New Year, and I hope to talk to you soon.
Yes, Happy New Year, Mazel Tov, and all that.
Right back at you, Chief. Bye. Give us a laugh, Spike. One final laugh on the way out. He's gone. No laugh. How about that? Well, that is a way to start the new year. I was hoping that the kid who called and talked about his mobile toilet from a couple weeks ago, that kid, Liam, that might have been one of the best callers ever. The kid whose imaginary friend, Billy Joe, drove the toilet around. Remember that guy, that kid?
Hey, Hey, everybody, this is the B-Man, old BW, from the World Record Podcast, and I'm here to let you know that me and my co-host, the A-Train, a.k.a. Hershey Hellman, took over office hours live this week. We came into the studio. We made it our own. We wrecked the place. I stole one of Tim Heidecker's guitars. So check out Office Hours Live on your podcast app of your choice or at youtube.com/Office Hours Live this week and see what happened. Or go to worldrecordpodcast.com and you can watch the videos or join the Patreon, patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. Enjoy the show!
It's showtime!
Hey, Dudio, do you need help with the Best Show 24/7? Okay, you can help. You need people who can help pull clips. All right, how should they contact you? They can email you.
Jason@thebestshow.net.
If you want to be a part of Best Show 24/7 and help Jason out, yeah, drop him a line, jason@thebestshow.net.
I'd love it.
All right. Great work on the site. Seriously. It's the best. I'm glad because it's the best. Best show.
Hey, Tom Chaplin, way to go. Oh, 2017, still the best show.
Well, how about that? I can't believe it. This is like an embarrassment of riches. This is...
Hey, Tom. Happy New Year from Avalanche Bob and the Snowboard Moguls.
It's Avalanche Bob. Now, Avalanche Bob, you met a guy who works on this show, Pat.
Yeah.
Last week, I guess the Cake Shop, which is a New York City venue, which is one of the greatest places... Everybody loved the Cake Shop. Saw so many great bands there. Cake Shop has gone under. It is gone. Goodbye to the Cake Shop. We miss you. Cake Shop was great. But you were performing there?
Yeah, we performed there.
Last week?
Yes, we did, Tom.
And you saw Pat there?
Pat. Yeah. The great Pat.
Yes, the great Pat. You saw him there.
Cool guy, man.
He is a cool guy.
You and Pat and Mike.
Well, thank you.
Everybody there.
And everybody else, like Dudio. There's only one other name. So, Avalanche Bob, for people who don't know, you are a singer. You pioneered a genre of snowboard rock. And you have a movie coming out, a documentary about yourself.
Right, the documentary is being shown in Paris, in France, on February, and it's one of the largest short film festivals in the world. And the music is really starting to get out there. In 2017 is going to be the start of the snowboard revolution. It's going to be everywhere, and this is going to be big, Tom. And thank you so much for everything you've done.
Of course, now. Paris, huh?
Yes, France, yeah.
Is there any chance AP Mike could fly? He could fly over to see
it? I don't think so.
It's not in the budget?
I don't think he's going to go to France.
It's not in the budget for the movie?
I don't think so.
You can't fly Mike
unless
over?
Unless he can fly like Superman.
he could either fly like Superman, or he could do Mike, you could do it Waldo Jeffers style. Right?
Yeah, sure, Tom.
Right?
Sure.
You know, did you ever hear that song, The Gift, by the Velvet Underground? You ever hear that band?
Yes, I did, Tom.
The one where he puts him in, he mails himself. So maybe Mike could mail himself.
Yeah, Mike can put, I'll put a stamp on him, I'll mail him.
Yeah. We'll put a stamp on him, ship him over, right?
Yeah, a special delivery.
Special delivery, yeah. Or, you know, relatively special delivery. Like, yeah.
Yeah, man.
We'll send Mike over. What do you think, Mike? Would you do that? Send you over?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to send you over, Mike. Walton. Oh, God. He's so gung-ho now. I love it. AP Mike style. Here we go. AP Mike needed to mail himself to France to go see the Avalanche Bob movie. The money was not in the budget, so AP Mike put himself in a box and sealed it shut and mailed himself to France, first class.
Yeah.
10 days later, AP Mike found himself in France. An Avalanche Bob.
He might end up in the Eiffel Tower.
Next to the Eiffel Tower, an Avalanche Bob. And AP Mike.
I'm going to mail myself, too.
Avalanche Bob was in the box with AP Mike also.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So, France, people of France can look forward to the movie, right?
Yeah, and we're working on the album. The album's going to be out very shortly. We got held up a little bit. Owen's working on his movie. And so, yeah, it got held up a little bit. And the album's going to be great. And, yeah, thanks, Tom, for everything again.
Of course. Well, happy new year to you, Avalanche Bob. We look forward to hearing about the movie as it gets closer.
Okay, Tom, and you have a great year, okay?
You have a great year, too. Stay healthy. Dude. Stay strong. Keep snowboard.
I'm not going to talk about you.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Take care.
Avalanche Bob, Spike, who's next? Right? Best show's off to a strong start. Best show.
Hey, best show, what's happening?
Not a whole lot. To whom am I speaking?
Hey, it's Tom. No, I'm not Tom. You're Tom. My name is Justin.
Justin?
Justin.
Where are you calling from, Justin?
I'm calling you from Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago. What's up in Chicago tonight?
Chicago. You know, it's good. We had a nice little couple days of spring. The holiday was nice. How was your holiday? Nobody asked you.
Nobody did ask. Thank you for the... You have manners. You have manners, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, it was all right. Holiday's all right. We get by. You know what I mean? You get by.
You get by, man. Hey, I'm calling you because you're... Topic tonight is things you're up to in 2017 or something, right?
Yeah, things you're up to in 2017. What do you got?
Okay, so a buddy of mine just got on the air with a radio show or radio station. He's got a handle WLPN. So there's a shameless plug. It's called Lumpin' Radio, and I'm going to a meeting. I'm going to talk about my ideas for the radio.
Okay.
I'm really excited about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aside from reading traffic, you know, the traffic report, that's kind of my goal in life in general.
Is to read the traffic report.
I just want to read the news update and the traffic report.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotta avoid the Eisenhower right now because I'll have it, you know, obviously written out so I don't have to come up with anything.
Yeah, of course. No, you have to have it written out. I mean, that's just how that stuff goes.
Hey, Tom, I got an idea for a show, though.
Okay.
It's kind of a mashup show, like a call-in show, sort of a rock and roll show. Not like your show, though. It's different. I'm not a long time listener to you, to be honest with you.
Okay.
But sometimes I really like what I hear, sometimes it's, you know.
Okay.
It's probably just like some guy like me calling in and just going on and on, right?
Well, tell me about this mashup show.
Okay, so because it's a new station, probably doesn't get a lot of ratings or whatever. A lot of people aren't going to be tuning in, but instead of relying on people to call in for a call-in show, I was going to reach out to the general public and see how they're doing, kind of like a check-in sort of show, interspersed with, you know, weird music and...
That's how we do it in 2017. Yeah, that's how we do it in 2017. Drawing a line. Line in the sand, bruh. Line in the sand, bruh. And look, I'll tell you this. Yeah, we've done well. This Patreon's off to a great start. God, I don't know what this is going to look like in 6 months. I don't know. I'll believe it when I see it. I believe it'll happen. I believe everything will go strong. I don't know. I got to see it to believe it. And I'm telling you right now, the better this thing does, the goes right back into the show. We make the show will get even better. The stronger the show is on that end, the stronger it will be on this end. We'll do all sorts of stuff. You know me. I ain't holding back. Look, I look at some of the other things on this Patreon. What do I see? There's a thing. There's a food thing. Chop House or whatever. What is it? Like a steak pod? What's it like? A steak podcast or something? I don't know. Steaks and Chop House or something? God knows. It's very popular. People seem to like it. They like these food-based podcasts. They like Hamburger Men, which is extremely popular. It's basically two guys going around to different fast food places talking about the Arby's double roast beef with cheese for 2.5 hours. Breaking down curly fries as if it's... as if they're trying to unravel the human genome. So it's them doing that. And the money they're rolling in. I hear about the figures. And then this other thing, the Chop House. I guess it's like... Yeah. I'm not even sure what it is. Is it like steaks or something? Have you heard it, Mike? No? All right. I'll check it out. But they're doing well. We're doing well. More power to them, more power to us. Some power to them, more power to us. No, more power to them, the most power to us. Right? I'm not going to wish them more power to them than us. No, more to us. I still want them to have power. One of them is some power, a good amount of power, because the world needs to hear these three gentlemen review what sort of a Worcestershire sauce they like on their prime rib. But they're doing what they're doing. God bless them. God bless them. God bless us double though, right? Two blessings, a blessing and a lit candle for us, right? Light a candle and a blessing. God bless them, and you lit a candle. Who's good here? Best show.
Happy New Year, Tom. It's comedian Max Westmark speaking.
Hold on a second. Comedian Max Westmark?
Yeah, you heard me.
Do I know you, Max?
How are you, Tom?
I'm well. Do I know you, sir/son? I'm going to call you son.
The world of entertainment and comedy and...
I'm going to assume I'm going to call you son, not sir.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So what's going on, bro? Son.
Well, I got to be honest with you, Tom.
Please
today
do.
Today is the worst
Please.
Day of my life.
Please, be honest, Max.
Today is the worst day of my life.
And why is that?
Well, I've been shanghaied every which way. I don't know where to turn. I'm looking for your help, okay?
Is this Max Westmark from Focus on Cinema?
Yeah.
Name one other thing on your resume here.
Well, best show appearance. Basically, that's kind of what I have called in to talk about. I have a public access show in Houston, Texas, and my most recent thing that I'm having some trouble with is on Twitter. Maybe if you go to my Twitter page, that'll help us out for this conversation. But are you familiar with the musician David Crosby?
You mean from Crosby, Stills, and Nash?
Yeah, that's right.
Now, what is your Twitter handle here, bro?
It's at Max Westmark, MaxWestmark.
Man. You're mentioning your name a lot, bro. Right? I thought we weren't doing ads on the show anymore. Thought I wasn't doing ads on the show anymore. Apparently, Max Westmark has taken out an ad.
Well, I haven't taken out an ad. I'm just trying to get the word out, okay? And once we get into the conversation about David Crosby, you'll see what I'm trying to say.
All right.
Okay?
Give me the lowdown on this real fast.
So David Crosby is my favorite musician, right? Mm-hmm. And I reached out with him on Twitter about a week ago, and we started hitting it off pretty fast, right? Talking about music and music formats, and what I realized was we had very similar opinions about the music industry, and specifically vinyl. And so I reached out to him and I said, look, David, I love your message. Basically, our message is, are you familiar with an MP3, Tom?
What's that now? An MP3? Yes, I've heard of MP3s before.
Yeah, a digital music file. Basically, what David and I believe is that MP3s don't really have the soul of, vinyl records. And we're trying to get the word out, trying to let, younger people know about vinyl, that it's an option. And I said to David, one way that we can do that is let me open for you. I'll come to your next show, and I'll do my famous vinyl comedy. And that's just basically stand-up comedy, which is about, vinyl records, the music industry, streaming, streaming. And it's about getting the word out. And David was on board with it. He was liking my tweets. He was responding to my tweets. And now, radio silence. And I don't know what to do. And so, I'll answer any questions you have about it, but I wanted to issue a challenge to David on your program tonight, which is huge. Do you have any questions?
Look, you seem like a nice kid. Nice enough guy. But you call up with your thing. I don't know what your thing is. I don't know. Look, you and David Crosby sorted out yourselves. That's between you and him. I ain't getting in the middle of you two. Best show. Best show.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, bro?
Not much, Tom. How are you?
To whom am I speaking?
You're speaking to Aaron in Louisville, Kentucky.
Aaron in Louisville. What's up in Louisville tonight?
Not much, Tom. I just want to call up and tell you about the good mood I'm in.
In the good mood you're in?
Yeah, I'm in a good mood tonight.
Tell me about this good mood. Why? Why are you in a good mood?
Well, I just moved to Louisville from Indianapolis not too long ago, and don't have a lot of friends here, but I just made a new friend tonight. And we had a good conversation, talked about a lot of things, had a lot of stuff in common, and it was a good time.
Cool. Good start to the year.
Yeah, it was a good start to the year, good start to 2017.
Now, look, I hope you get more of that, and maybe you made a new friend. Maybe this is a new, exciting development for 2017. You made a new friend in your new home, and it could be the starting point.
That's what I'm hoping for. He's an interesting dude. He's a musician here in Louisville, and he's done some projects with another musician that I really like. So,
Grubbs?
Yeah.
With who? Grubbs?
You've probably heard of him, popular musician from Louisville. has records out on on Drag City Records, you know. You've probably heard of him.
Grubbs?
No, it's not. It's not him. No. I'm sure you've heard of him, though.
Who is it? Say it.
Should I just say it? Yeah. Barn Prince Billy.
There you go.
Yeah. Nice. So, I know. So it's cool. You know, he, has done some stuff with that guy. So, you know.
Cool.
It's pretty cool.
Well, let me know what's up. Get him to call in. Get Bonnie Prince Billy to call up.
I don't know Bonnie Prince Billy.
Okay, then goodbye. Look, I'm glad you found a new friend, but
I don't know.
We got stuff to do here. Best show, you're on the air. I'm getting crabby.
Hey, this is Jonas from Chicago.
Jonas from Chicago.
Yeah, I am a huge fan. I always get really nervous when I call in, but I bought the box set, so I don't think you can hang up on me for 30 seconds.
It buys
you
30 seconds, yes. You bought the Best Show box. Go ahead.
Well, I want to tell you that I met a Podmass contributor on Tinder.
Okay. Well, that's their business. I'm not going to drag. Oh, look, I'm not going to drag their thing here. That's not
okay.
Fair.
I mean, I just wanted to say the first thing I said was I called her out.
That's look.
I'm not writing about the Best Show enough.
Okay. Well, look, you know what though? Seriously, I dragging somebody's dating habits onto a thing they didn't ask for, I'm not cool with. Sorry.
Oh, I mean, I was just joking around with her. I wasn't like.
Okay, but that's her business. That's her business. Doesn't belong on the air. She didn't call up to talk about it. Not putting it on the air. Sorry.
All right.
Look, I appreciate you sticking up for the show. Thank you. Happy New Year. All the best to you. 30 seconds is up. Enjoy the box set. I appreciate it. And you hung up on yourself. Best show.
Come.
Wait. Who is this?
It's Wally.
No, this is not Wally. Wally. Well, this is sick because I just received a report that Wally Wackyman did not die on New Year's Eve.
Oh, wait, I didn't?
No.
Oh, okay. Whew.
So this is some sick. What are you celebrating? That you celebrate? You ghoul? You laughing? He did. You're trying to send false information out there. It's sick.
Well, I heard of my death from you first. So.
Wally Wacky Man. Well, well, well. Everybody's favorite puppet, the purple ball of fury, is still here, still alive, still doing it in 2017. What's up, buddy?
Yeah. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. What's
up?
I
think it's going to be an exciting one for the Best Show.
I think it will also. I think there's some good stuff on the horizon.
Yeah, some stuff already here.
Yeah, how about that?
Very exciting developments.
So, what's up, bro?
Oh, you know, only so much, but, you know, I wanted to... say hi. It's been a little while. And, you know, I've been very excited by, you know, the 24/7 stream and the Patreon and all the good stuff coming up for the show.
Yes. I appreciate it. And I appreciate you appreciating it.
indeed. You know,
you're still living in that sack? You're still living in that purple sack?
Yeah. It's the best I got for the moment.
And where does he shove you? Your puppet master. Where does he put you, under the bed?
Closet. Yeah.
You're kind of sliding the picture, huh, bro?
Well, look, we're working on things. You know, we got that movie, but not too many people have seen it apparently.
Well, where can people see this movie about you? It's this movie called Man. What's it called again? Man
it's
versus
Wacky Man, Rise of a Puppeteer.
Wacky Man, Diary of a Puppeteer.
No, the Rise.
The Rise of a Puppeteer. And it's a full-length documentary. It's a full-length documentary about you, Wally Wacky Man, and your rise.
Yeah, which is, you know, still kind of a work in progress.
Still rising, right?
Fingers crossed for 2017.
Yeah, look, I think you got what it takes.
I appreciate that.
I ain't doubting you. I ain't doubting you, Wally. I ain't doubting you. You don't hear me doubting you.
No, you've always been one of my strongest supporters.
Yeah, sometimes you're only one.
Well, yeah, it feels like that.
Sometimes the only one beating the drum for you. Everybody else is saying, Wally sucks. I hate Wally. Oh. Good riddance. He's garbage. Right? And I'm like, no, lay off. He's cool. Yeah. They're like, nah, he's terrible. He's stupid and dumb and boring. I'm like, no, he's not. I think he's very interesting.
Yeah.
And then they're like, I heard he died. I'm like, excuse my language, where the hell did you hear that?
I don't know. I have a feeling it might be the same place these smears against AP Mike have originated.
I get these reports.
We gotta look into this.
I get these reports.
Yeah.
They come in. Wally Wacky Man, The Rise of a Puppeteer.
Well, it's, the movie's just called Wacky Man.
Right? Wacky Man.
It's about the, you know, the human other half, but I'm very involved, obviously.
Wacky Man, The Rise of a Puppeteer.
Yep, that's it.
And where can people see this?
It's on Vimeo to buy or rent. Vimeo/on-demand/Wacky Man should do it.
Okay. All right. And, and this is, does this have a rating? Because someone here is telling me it's X-rated. And I'm skeptical of that.
More information. More misinformation.
What is it? Does it have a rating or is it unrated?
There's no rating, but it's a very family-friendly documentary.
It's family-friendly.
Yeah, indeed. You know, that's what I've always gone for, and that, you know, is suitably how it came across in the film.
Yeah. Good look. It's a great movie.
Oh, did you see it?
No, of course I did.
Okay, I didn't know.
My favorite scene is when you're flying to San Diego, and you're shoved in the overhead compartment.
Yeah, you know it's better than going just being stored, I guess, in the luggage
or under the seat, right?
Yeah, you make the best of it.
It's better than being under the seat where you get kicked from the person behind you, right?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So people can check this movie out, Wacky Man, Rise of a Puppeteer, on Vimeo.
Yeah, and there are some other, friends of Tom in it and involved in it. We got music by Dan from Australia.
Wow.
Very talented gentleman.
Very talented guy. Is AP Mike in this movie?
What?
Is AP Mike in this movie?
I think the headshot is behind Dan at one point.
The headshot, now does he get money for that? Because he generally gets $10 for the headshots over at apmike.bandcamp.com. And get this. This is what Mike says to me. I need more headshots. I'm like, okay, well, go get more. What do you want me to tell you? I need more headshots. I need lunch. You see me telling him to bring me lunch. He's like, I need more headshots. Fine, I'll get you more headshots. I order him more headshots, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do I get from him? When are they going to be ready? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I put a rush on them, Mike. They'll be ready ASAP. Well, maybe I'll swing by and get them in the next couple weeks. It's like, oh, okay, big rush, huh? Big rush for these headshots. Because he sells these headshots of himself over at apmike.bandcamp.com, which I don't mention anymore on the air because we don't do ads anymore. So I do not mention Mike's website. And you can get his dumb headshot over there, these signs, and he'll write your name on it. And he'll send it to you. And he sells other things, songs. He's got what is the other thing? He's shirts. He's got these shirts for Masses Tavern. Yeah, so go. I'm not even saying that. I'm not saying apmike.bandcamp.com anymore tonight. Well, Wally Wacky Man, I'm being told that I don't want to talk.
Did I die again?
What's that?
Did being told that I died again?
No, no. I'm being told that it's time to move on, that okay, the numbers are, that the listenership is plummeting.
Oh, no.
That right now there's two listeners, I'm being told. And you're one of them, and I'm the other one.
I'll get going. Thanks for
it's down
for
to one.
On
it's down to one now.
New Year.
It's down to one listener. So that means one of us isn't listening anymore.
Oh, boy.
All right, Wally Wackerman. Happy New Year.
Happy New
Year. Why does that give me such satisfaction?
Happy New
So, yeah, let's talk about New Year's resolutions. I got some. You have any, Pat? Yeah. No. None. Guess everything's locked down on your end, huh? No? Nothing? Studio? No, he's... I guess. Dude, what am I dealing with here? What am I dealing with here? The gods of Olympus, suddenly? No, they got everything figured out there. I'm banging my head against a wall. Come up with 100 things I want to fix. These two guys. Nah, I'm all right. Now you got anything? Yeah, not really. How about you, Mike? Any New Year's resolutions? More products. More, oh, great. More products. Yeah, there you go. It's not as much of a, it's not much of a resolution. Boy, these three guys out there. What are we dealing with out there? The three wise men? These perfect beings? Not me, man. I got things. I'm trying to figure things out. What's a New Year's resolution I have? You know what one is? This year? I'll say it, because if you don't say it out loud, you say it out loud, then you kind of stuck it out there and people got to hear it and they know and they can say, what's up with that New Year's resolution you were talking about? You didn't do it. I'll say it. I don't care. I'm going to write a book this year. What do you think about that? What do you think about that, Dudio? Huh?
I think that's great.
Yeah, it is great. Pat, huh? What's it about? Okay, I don't know. Okay. I didn't write it yet. These perfect guys out there.
Have you thought about a subject?
Have I thought about a subject? Yeah. I thought about it. I'm not going to talk about that yet. It'll be my story. I'll tell my story. Boy, that'll be some story. I'll tell you right now. You'll laugh. Right? When I tell my story, you're going to laugh, then you're going to laugh some more, then you're going to cry, then you'll laugh as we wrap up. I'm telling you right now, that's what it'll be. Best show.
Hi, this is Jamie from Washington, D.C. How are you?
I'm good, Jamie. How are you tonight?
Great. I just got back from a semester abroad in Japan, so that was a lot of fun. I couldn't listen to the show live anymore because it was in the middle of classes, but it was definitely, great listening to it when I was, going to and from and laughing kind of like an idiot and just people. I hope nobody stared at me like anything.
Now, where in Japan were you, Jamie?
I was in Osaka. I was like right outside of Osaka. Tokyo was a little too big for me, and I don't think it would have worked out.
Okay. And you said
stressful.
Did you say you were teaching?
No. Actually, I was studying abroad.
You were studying?
For a semester.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what brought you there study-wise? What made it so you had to go to Japan to do your studies?
Well, I was studying Japanese. I wanted to get, good enough at it to, I had always wanted to go to Japan, and...
was great finally being able to go and, you know, check that off my bucket list. So that was a resolution last year that finally got to.
You did something. You know what? Because look, I'm here with these three guys out there. I'm like, what do you got for New Year's resolution? Eh, nothing. I don't know. Yeah, I'm good. I like where I'm at. I mean, meanwhile, I'm banging my head against a wall. I got 100 things I want to do, right?
Yeah.
Well, so what do you have? Do you have anything for 2017, Jamie, you want to try to do?
Well, I did have calling in on the best show, but that just got checked off. But I guess still, not go insane from the course load that I now have. Now that I'm going to be back at my college and trying to finish up a computer science degree.
You got to strike the balance. Strike the balance. It's just, I know it sounds hard to believe, it's just school. It's just school.
Yeah, I do put a little too much focus on the school stuff sometimes. So, that's good advice. Thanks, Tom.
Just relax. Just relax, Jamie.
Yeah.
You get through it.
All right.
You get through it. You work hard. If you can look yourself in the mirror and say, I did my best, that's all you can do.
Yep.
And sometimes you say, I gave my best, but I guess my best wasn't good enough. And sometimes you don't say that because you did your best and it was good enough.
Yeah. Besides that, I actually got into this show because I'm going to be the first person on in 2017 to mention you're great on Steven Universe. So,
oh, well, that's nice of you to say. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So
that's the cartoon I do a voice on.
Yeah. It looks like there's some good stuff coming up this year.
Get ready.
So that's a prediction I'm very confident with.
I laid down some good stuff in the booth.
Yep.
Coming up in 2017. Yeah, I talked to Rebecca Sugar on the phone. I have her phone number. That's right. I'm not giving that out over the air. What do you think, I'm a lunatic? No, I'm not.
She's actually from my area, so that's kind of neat.
She's the coolest.
Yeah.
She really is the coolest.
Yeah, she sounds great.
I wish I could
anyway,
like that.
I think I don't want to like take up too much time.
You wonder what, Jamie? This you just showed the right amount of restraint. I appreciate it. Happy New Year. Good luck with your studies, and I'll talk to you
later. Thank you. Thank you, Tom.
Of course.
All right, bye.
Bye. And I want to talk to somebody, if there's anybody who's going to make a bold pronouncement, and then I'm going to hold you to it. What do you think about that? Make a bold pronouncement on the show. You say it in front of everybody, and I'll hold you to it. Like your coach, like Mickey from the Rocky movies. Best show.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Hi, to whom am I speaking?
Alyssa from Bergenfield, New Jersey.
Alyssa?
Mm-hmm.
How are you, Alyssa?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good.
First time caller, I've been actually listening for about a month because one of my old professors at Rutgers University recommended the show to me.
Hold on, a teacher recommended the show?
Yep.
You're kidding. What class?
Right now, he's teaching a bunch of courses in operating systems.
So he didn't recommend it as an educational thing. He just recommended it as just like, oh, yeah, listen to the show.
Yeah. He's been listening for quite a while, and I wonder if he's listening now.
Why can't I get some teacher to bring me in and do lecture the class, right?
That would be great, actually.
Right? Lecture about broadcasting or success. Whatever, they're succeeding against when the world's coming after you the way it is with me every day. Sometimes I'm surrounded by people. They want what I got. And I got to fight it off every day just to keep my scraps. You hear me, Alyssa?
Yeah.
It's like I'm in the student center right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Rutgers Student Center.
Which one?
Bush Campus.
Well, New Brunswick is pretty huge. There's 5 campuses and takes up 2 towns.
Yeah. Well, Bush campus.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, no.
We're at the Bush Student Center.
What?
The Bush Campus Student Center.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
And I'm holding on to my one piece of Sicilian pizza. And I got the corner finally. I waited my whole life to get the corner. That's double crust. You get the corner on a slice of Sicilian, double crust.
Oh, God, that sounds amazing.
Right? Not that middle. The middle thing, you might as well be eating that piece of strawberry shortcake with tomato sauce on it. A blob of dough. Right?
Right.
You know you're eating pizza when you get the double crust, you get the corner. And now I'm there and everybody's trying to take it from me. And this is what I'll talk about to the students. I'll tell them it's a hellhole out there. You got to fight for every scrap. You fight, you dirty animals. You fight. Right?
Right.
And then I leave. That's all I say. And then the teacher's like, yeah, that took up 2 minutes of class. Everybody read silently. You ever have a teacher tell you to say read silently?
I've only gotten that once in my life. Usually it's, here's this really neat worksheet. Mm-hmm. Do this forever.
What's the biggest waste of your time in college you've ever experienced?
I'd say class registration. Since it's all over the web, you're pretty much fighting for an hour to try and get 5 classes, but you usually end up with 1 and then, I don't know, like underwater basket weaving or something.
For the privilege. Isn't it amazing? For the privilege of paying through the nose for these classes. Yes, we'll let you into that class. Look, you're not paying me. I'm paying you. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Right?
It's terrible.
Rutgers. Rutgers has 2 good things going for it. Name them.
I guess the computer science department, which I graduated from.
No,
The fact that I'm not there, they have that going for them.
I was going to say the grease trucks.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
They don't really have the grease trucks anymore.
Well, they have a truck. Isn't there 1 truck left?
They actually have a storefront, Are You Hungry? And I don't know what the...
I'm not
other
even
trucks
no
are doing
storefront.
Now.
I go down there. I'm going to eat at the storefront.
Yeah.
What's next? I'm going to have that bubble tea. I never liked bubble tea. Why don't I like bubble tea, Alyssa? Why can't I appreciate that? It's gross, right? It's kind of gross.
I mean, what don't you like about bubble tea?
You're drinking the thing, and suddenly you get a mouthful of like what? Like a tapioca? Just like blah.
Well, that's fair.
Not
I remember the first
for.
Time I had bubble tea, I choked on one of those tapioca things.
Yeah, no, I wasn't into it. I dumped that thing in the street and walked over to Thomas Sweets. Told him to throw one of everything into the thing. Blend it. Blend
Thomas
the bleep out of that
on.
Thing. Right? Thomas Sweets mm-hmm. is a place where they blend it in and they throw candy bars in. They blend it and it instantly turns the thing into soup. But it's the best soup you ever had. A Kit Kat soup. Right? You ever want to have Kit Kat? You want to have Kit Kat Mounds Bar Soup? You go to Thomas Sweets.
That has been my dinner, actually, a couple of times.
You've had Thomas Sweets for dinner?
Yeah. I mean, you're all bummed out from studying.
Of course. No. Because also,
ice
you're an adult. You're an adult. You can eat that stuff now. You want to have ice cream for dinner? Yeah, have ice cream for dinner. Then you realize when enough's enough and you don't have ice cream for dinner every day. Once in a while you have ice cream for dinner. It's okay.
Right.
All right, Alyssa. I wish you a happy new year. Did you have something else to say? Did you have anything else you wanted to say? What about 2017 for you?
Well, I'm going to be finding a job since the last job I was at, my contract ran out. So if anyone's listening and they need a software developer, here I am.
Drop me a line and I'll drop you and you tell me. You tell me where they find you and I'll put them in touch with you if anybody reaches out. A New Jersey software developer.
Yeah.
Reach out.
New Jersey, New York area.
Yeah. All right. All right, Alyssa.
All right.
You have a great night.
You
Happy
too.
New Year. Bye.
Happy New Year.
I need to do a big project this year, too. The book. What do you think about that, Mike? Book? Yeah, I'll write a book. Tell the story. The story of Tom. Right? The whole thing. Ups, downs, sideways. Spill the beans. Tell the whole thing. And you'll laugh. And then you'll laugh more. And then you'll laugh more. And then you'll be bawling your eyes out. And then you'll laugh more. That's how I'm going to tell it. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a research project. Can you tell me how many episodes, this is an idea I have. How many episodes of Sanford and Son are there? Please find that out. And also find this out for me. What? What's Studio doing? Is he taking you off target, Mike? All right. Okay. So, Mike, I need you to find out how many episodes of Sanford and Son there are. And then there's a Lou Reed box set that came out. Can you find out how many tracks are on that thing? And you can ask Pat to help you with that. Okay? Pat, can you find, there's a Lou Reed box set that came out. It's like his albums for the first like 12 years. Can you find out how many tracks are in that thing? Total. The big box. Big box. Find out how many tracks, please. I love it. And here comes Dudio. Best show New Year's trending. Number three. Number three where?
U.S.
In the U.S. Well, how about that? I love it. Best show New Year trending. What's your assignment, Mike?
The number of episodes.
Yes. Pat, what's your project? Yes. Very good, very good. Being told to go to this line and pot it up and set the levels. Best show.
This is a call from an inmate at Newbridge Penitentiary for the flagrantly guilty. Will you accept?
Yes, yes, I'll accept the call.
Tom. It's Rick. I called the show a couple weeks ago, do you remember?
Oh, wow. Rick.
Yeah.
Well, let me just catch people up, Rick. This is a couple weeks ago you called.
Yeah.
And for anybody who missed it or doesn't remember, you called saying you were going to undertake this really elaborate plan that was to win the love of this woman you dated, I think, what, one time?
One time, yeah.
And the plan, let me see if I can get this straight. It's very,
brilliant.
Very complicated.
Okay.
This plan. The plan involved you were going to be accused of murdering Newbridge Ratmen baseball player Gus Brennan.
a murder that you didn't commit.
Right.
And then you were going to go to jail for the murder that you didn't commit.
Right.
And then you were going to be released from jail because you had an airtight alibi based on the contents of what was in Gus Brennan's stomach, combined with, like, what, some, like, surveillance video footage from the gas station, some footage of you at a gas station at the time the murder took place.
Right.
And then you were going to sue everyone, like the Newbridge Police Department, and for you were saying, like, what, hundreds of millions of dollars?
At least, yeah.
Yeah, for wrongful imprisonment.
Right.
For something, is that what it was?
It was, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then that was going to lead you to starring in your own thing, Constructing a Killer, which was going to air on HBO.
Right.
Like a documentary series about the case.
Right.
And then all of this was going to lead you to marry the woman you were trying to impress, who you had been on a date with once. And this whole thing was you creating circumstances that were very similar to the Netflix series Making a Murderer to try to show her to show the woman you were obsessed with,
right,
the documentary.
Yeah, she loved the show,
and then she'd fall because she loved Making a Murderer.
Right.
You were going to do your own show, Constructing a Killer.
Right.
Where you're accused of murder, you're proven innocent, and then you get out, and you have all this money, and then you marry her.
I gotta say, you have a great memory, and that's probably the most concise nutshelling of anything I've ever heard.
Well, thank you. I'll take the compliment.
Sure.
I am gonna say, I think I have an inkling about how things went for you based on the voice at the beginning of the phone call, but would you mind telling me how things turned out?
Tom, you're not going to believe this, but it could not have possibly gone any worse than it did.
I'm going to say I can completely believe that. I think I had said something to the effect that it did not seem like this was going to go well for you.
I don't remember you advising against it at all. Did you?
Yeah, I completely advised against it.
Strange, because if you'll recall, the plan was bulletproof. I mean, nothing was left to chance there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, Rick, I have to say, it took me a minute to explain a nutshelling.
Right.
Which a nutshelling shouldn't take a minute, over a minute. A nutshelling should take 10 seconds tops.
By truth definition, I think you're correct.
Yeah, and your plan was as convoluted and unrealistic as anything I ever could conceive of someone coming up with to do anything.
Hmm.
Can you kind of walk us through what actually happened?
Sure. Well, you know, I did everything I said I was going to do when I last called. You know, I got into a very public shoving match with Gus Brennan at Doggy Foot Locker. Have you been there? It used to be called Canine Kicks.
I have not been to Doggy Foot Locker, no.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Anyway, that planted a beef seed in the minds of all the witnesses who saw our shoving match. So that's, you know, people are thinking that there's a beef going on. Two, mm-hmm. I did leave tire and shoe tracks at the Nanoplex where Gus was going to see Bad Santa 2 and where he subsequently got iced by the Colonelino crime family.
Yes, because he had bet. Gus had a gambling problem.
Yes, yeah.
And bet on himself to get killed by them.
Yeah.
So he won the bet.
Technically, he won. He's a winner.
But lost his life to win the bet.
Yes, and his arms.
And his arms.
Legs.
And legs.
He's basically a torso.
Oh, okay.
It's sick.
Yeah.
Anyway, Three, I did put a hot sub on Gus's car hood, which he did eat. And that would, of course, that ensured that the coroner, I have a hard time saying coroner. Imagine if I was in the band Coroner. That'd be a tough one.
The band, is that like a...
That's like a death metal band, yeah.
Not grindcore?
It might be grindcore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Neither here nor there.
No, I like all kinds of music, Tom. I like porno grind. I like grindcore. I like deathcore. I like grind.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
Anyway,
pretty
so
taste.
He ate the sub, mm-hmm. which would pinpoint the exact time of the murder. You know, when his stomach contents were examined.
Sure.
And four, I did go to the pump and blow at the exact time of the murder so as to be videotaped filling my car with fuel and filling someone with something else.
Ugh, that's disgusting. What? Yeah, that's really gross. I don't even want to talk about what the pump and blow is.
Well, it is what you think it is. It's a gas station, and it's also a house of ill repute. We can say that.
And wasn't it also...
We're men in 2017.
Didn't they do hairstyling?
They did hair also, yeah.
Okay.
I just got in a cut, so I didn't need that aspect of the equation.
Ugh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's a combination gas station, hair salon, brothel.
Yeah.
Okay, so all this...
You're not above it.
Mm-hmm. Well, all this should have worked out.
Yeah, yep.
And you probably should have been freed by jail, from jail. Not by jail, you got freed from jail.
Although, it would be funny if I had been taken hostage by the band jail. Remember them from Nova Scotia? I think they're on Sub Pop.
I don't remember jail, no.
J-A-L-E, I think.
Band, yes, sure. Yeah, they were...
Four ladies.
Part of that whole, never mind the mollusks, here are... Whatever it was. It was a...
No idea what that's about.
Yeah, it was a double 7-inch on something.
I just like hits.
Uh-huh. Sure. Well, I get it. But, you know, you had this ironclad alibi.
Right.
That should have gotten you out of jail by now.
Right.
So.
Well, listen up, son, because reality school's in session, and I'm teaching the class, all right? So get your butt down. Grab some wood there, bub. Remember that?
Grab some wood.
Grab some wood, bub.
I don't remember that.
All right, here's another hint. Richard, Dick, will milk be made available?
What was that?
Richard, Dick, will milk be made available for us?
What is that?
Oh.
What is it?
Crack a John Hughes movie much? It don't sound like you do. It's Breakfast Club.
Okay, Breakfast Club.
I wear the required uniform.
Mm-hmm.
Tights. Have you ever seen it?
I've seen it, yes. I haven't seen it in a long time.
Anywho, okay. Back on track here. Here's what happened. The Colonelino crime family must have been listening to the best show 2 weeks ago when I was laying out all the deets of my plan, all my plan deets.
Mm-hmm. Your plan deets.
Which does make sense, because they listen to all the trash radio shows.
Like trash.
Oh, like Mike and Troy, Dingleberry and Jed, Mike and Rick, The Funny Farm. Who else? Mike and Tom, Granny and the Motor Mouth, Mike and Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, stop! My cellmates are—they know I'm on the phone. They know I'm on the radio, so they're tweaking with me. Like, give me a little back. What do you call it? Little back pokes. I don't like it.
Like those finger flicks?
Yes. I don't like it. Yeah. Who else? Morningwood, Mike and Matt, Julie and the Drug Squad. Who else? Mike and Sean, Poopy and Scraps, Mike and Paul. Everybody Gets Laid in Free Beer. Yeah. Mike and Mindy, Tubby the Sex Mop. To name just a couple.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you named like 14.
Well,
but
okay.
I didn't realize I was doing trash radio. But
oh yeah, no. They call you the king of trash radio.
Okay,
they call you the garbage man.
The garbage man.
Yes, they say you're a garbage person, which is a term I've never heard before.
You've never heard it, okay?
Never.
Yeah, well, it definitely was a breakout term over the last year.
Hmm. Okay. Cool. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so after the Colonelino family iced Gus, they pumped his stomach, so there was nothing in there for the coroner to find. So he couldn't pinpoint the exact time of death at all. But that didn't even matter because they somehow doctored the Nanoplex security footage. So I appear to be walking up to Gus's yellow AMC Pacer holding a micro bazooka just seconds before his murder. And I wasn't even there.
But they doctored the footage.
They did, yes. And then the Colonelino family broke into the pump and blow, and they stole the footage of me filling both my cars and this Lady of the Night's tanks.
Dude.
While the murder was happening, what?
Yeah, nope.
So there goes my entire alibi.
Mm-hmm.
And they also erased all traces of me making public my plan on your show 2 weeks ago. There's absolutely nothing not tying me to Gus Brennan's murder.
That is really interesting that you'd say that, because the last episode of the show has disappeared completely from our server, and even from, like, iTunes, I see it's not there.
Yep.
And listeners have been saying that they had downloaded the episode, and then post-download it has disappeared from their iPhones and from their computers.
Wow. Yeah, the Colonelinos have the most advanced Russian hackers on the planet working for them. They had this virus called CompuWipe that takes out everything that they don't want. So now, you know, I'm up on serious murder charges. And like I said, I didn't even do anything. I mean, it's just like that Snoop Dogg song. Like, murder was the case they gave me, even though I asked for a different case. Remember that one?
Even though I asked, I don't remember that part.
Yeah, the chorus was, I got an AK-48. It's a real humdinger of a gun, you guys.
An AK-48?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, I don't, that, I didn't know there was an AK-48.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And
it's a real humdinger of a gun, Tom.
According to that song, at least.
It is. It certainly is, yeah.
So you're kind of living out that song now.
I am, yeah.
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 Weird, huh?
Yep, yeah. And to top it off,
yeah,
the Colonelinos have framed me as the Newbridge dumpster fire dude.
The Newbridge dumpster fire dude.
Yes, you've heard of it, right?
Yeah. That's the guy who's been going around Newbridge for the last 9 months setting dumpster fires.
Yep.
Just like lighting the contents of dumpsters aflame.
Yeah.
Which is a new concept.
I've never heard that either. People say that? People talk about dumpster fires?
Yes, people have been saying a lot about dumpster fire. An inordinate amount of dumpster fire talk has blossomed over the last year.
Huh.
And,
dumpster, that's not even a word.
Dumpster.
Oh.
Now, well, it's a brand of garbage disposal container.
Oh, maybe the garbage people are the ones who are talking about this stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this Newbridge dumpster fire dude has really been menacing Newbridge, and you have been framed as him?
Yeah, so more charges, and to add insult to injury, the judge assigned in my case is a mob denier.
Wait, hold on, what was that now?
What's that?
To add
insult to injury. Have you ever heard that term?
No, it's insult to injury.
No, it's when the last grains of salt from the salt shaker are put in like a scrape or a cut. It's supposed to heal stuff better. You ever heard that?
No, I've heard insult to injury.
I don't know what that's about.
Not that you would add insult to an injury.
Yeah, I've done my research. Now you do yours.
Okay, yeah. Maybe I will.
Yeah.
Maybe I won't. So you said that the judge is what now?
He's a mob denier.
What is a mob denier?
Well, like J. Edgar Hoover, you know, he doesn't believe that there's a mafia. There's a crime syndicate.
Okay.
So, you know, he will not take into account that, you know, I'm telling him the mob did this, but he won't believe it. You know, like, and I said, what about the Sopranos? And he said, I don't know that. I don't know what that is.
So this judge just denies that there's
anything like that, yeah.
The mob.
Yep.
Well,
I'm screwed pretty much, you know, but I got to look on the bright side, right?
What would be the bright side?
Well, you know, we made it to 2017, this magical year where the laws of aging will suddenly cease, and celebrities who snorted mountains of cocaine and smoked silos full of cigarettes for decades just won't die.
Yeah, it's...
We made it.
We did make it. All the celebrities will live from now on. No one can touch them.
Nobody.
They're all safe.
They are.
For 12 months.
Oh, but you know what?
What?
I would lose my mind if I wasn't able to channel my pain and my misfortune into comedy gold.
Okay, now I'm confused, Rick. Well, what do you mean by channeling your stuff into comedy?
Yeah. They have a talent show here in the prison every month, and I signed up to do a tight five this Friday.
Stand-up?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Like, you're going to perform comedy in the prison.
I am, yeah. Tom, I don't know if you know this, but comedians hold a mirror up to society, and the penal system has been churning out great comedians ever since time immemorial.
Ah, okay.
I've done my research. Now you do yours.
Wait. research about what? The comedians from prison?
Yeah.
I've never heard of comedians. This is news to me. That there would be anything more than just a straight person here and there.
No.
Or from prison. Like who?
Oh, my God. Lenny Bruce, Andy Kindler, Mary Houlihan, Eugene Merman, Brooke Van Poplin, John Mulaney, Sal Vulcano, Kristen Shaw, Jackie Martling, Saul Volcano, Adam Pally, Sharon Horgan. Mm-hmm. She went to Wormwood Scrubs, I believe.
Very scary prison, yes.
Very scary. Pauly Shore, Brandon Wardell, J-Rod Carmichael, Sean Clements, Hayes Davenport, who else? Chris Gethard, both of the Sklars, the Sklar brothers.
Okay.
Gary the Squirrel, went to Squirrel Prison. Who else? Sarah Silverman, Rich Little, Patton Oswalt, Paula Poundstone, D.C. Pearson, Chris Rock, D.C. Person, who of course is Washington's best observational comedian, Louis C.K., Brian Posehn, Lois C.K., Todd Barry, Vanessa Bayer, David Cross, who else? Maria Bamford, Cross David, America's Angriest Comedian, Hannibal Buress, Cannibal Duress, also was a prisoner. You know, and they were all discovered while doing hard time.
Huh.
Everybody I named.
Wow. You know, you learn something new every day.
When did that movie come out?
What movie?
You learn something new every day. Who was in that? It was Jackie Earl Haley.
It was Jackie Earl Haley, Bo Bridges.
Right. Who was the love interest? It was
Maria Conchita Alonso.
It was. It was such an odd mix of ages.
Yes, it was a weird love triangle.
Yeah.
Between them. And what was it called again?
It was called You Learn Something Every Day.
Every day
you learn something new every day, or you learn something every day?
I think it was are you sure there wasn't a at the beginning of that?
I think there might have been and then like an ellipsis?
Like, you learn something new every day.
I think that's what it was, yeah. I think it was, I think Orion Films put it out.
That was, they were having a pretty hot streak then, and I guess the idea of a Jackie Earl Haley, Bo Bridges, Maria Conchita Alonso movie must have seemed like a sure thing at that point.
Well, parts of it are hilarious. They really are. And, you know, speaking of comedy, Tom, you know what would really lift my spirits?
What's that, Rick?
I love those impressions you do.
Oh.
I can't get enough of them. If I could eat them, I'd be eating them.
Okay.
Yeah. Would you please do one? Please. Please.
I don't know.
Please. I'm in prison.
Okay. What would you? I have no idea what I would even do. What would you
want? Oh, Eddie.
Oh, Oh, okay.
What?
What would you want to, that goodie kind of drove me up the wall.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What would you even want to hear, Rick?
Let me think. You've done Joe Namath a lot, which I love. What about, this is kind of fanciful. What if Eddie Trunk, you know, the host of That Metal Show and America's only hard rock host?
Sure, yes.
What if he was a United States senator?
The man who has made heavy metal serious.
Exactly, yes. Who just taking all the fun out of it.
He works so hard to scrub all signs of fun.
Yes.
From a music that the only thing that it has going for it is fun.
Yes, you've got it. Yes.
So Eddie Trunk.
Yes.
Host of Trunk Nation on yes. Volume on yes. Sirius XM. So what if Eddie Trunk, what did you want him to be?
He is a United States senator.
All right,
and he is on the Senate floor, and he is calling for a national holiday honoring the band Foreigner.
Eddie Trunk is a yeah. senator.
Yes. And he's already full. He's already in his own mind. He's already crossed over to the ranks of the rock stars that he interviews. Like, he fancies himself one already in real life. This would be taking that even further.
Hmm. Well, let me think what that would go like.
Okay.
I actually have a little sound effect here.
Ooh! That's fortuitous.
I'm going to give this a try.
Okay.
Order in the Senate, on the Senate floor. Order on the Senate floor. Concede the floor to the senator from New Jersey, the Honorable Edward Trunk. My fellow senators, for a long time, the band Foreigner has provided so much entertainment for so many millions of people. Their music has stood the test of time. Songs like Head Games and Dirty White Boy. This is the best music going. And for us to not honor this band, Foreigner, with a national holiday, it's just outrageous. I mean, they're not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame yet. And that's enough of an injustice. I mean, it took Kiss forever to get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And then when they went in, they had to fight, and they didn't want all the members on. They wouldn't let all the members go up, because Gene and Paul naturally, Paul especially, got into it, and they didn't want Peter and Ace up there. If they wanted Peter and Ace, they also wanted Tommy and Eric to be up there too. And it turned into a giant thing, and heavy metal really had a black eye that night. They made it in, and now music that's not just these critic darling bands, it's time they started getting honored. And if Foreigner aren't going to make it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, we need to get them a national holiday honoring their music like Feels Like the First Time and Cold as Ice. And I'm not even mentioning songs like I Want to Know What Love Is. The music that they provided, and sure, are they stars? No, the catalog takes precedent over the individuals in the band. People might not know. I worked in a record store, and people would come in. I don't know if I ever said to you, fellow senators, that I worked in a record store, but I worked in a record store. We sold all sorts of stuff. Randy Rhoads posters, Eddie Van Halen posters. Never once did anyone come in asking for a Lou Gramm poster. Or a Mick Jones t-shirt. Or button. But that's beside the point. The songs are the stars. And they should be honored. And that's why I'm saying, I'm beseeching all of you to vote yes for the Foreigner Act of 2021. I'm assuming it's the future. A little
bit. Oh my God. That was fabulous.
Really?
That was so good. I'm riled up now. I wish I could. I wish this thing existed. Oh, hey,
Do you mind if I join in on the fun a little bit?
What's that?
Can I join in on the fun, too?
The fun, sure.
Yeah. How about you keep doing Eddie Trunk, all right?
Okay.
And I'll be Bobby Blotzer, the drummer from Rat.
Sure.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on.
Yo, what's up, Eddie? This is Blotz talking to you.
Hey, we got
what's going on, man?
We got Bobby Blotzer here. So what's up, Blotz?
You know, man, just rat and roll, bro. You know, I'm here in Billings, Montana right now. We just played to 10,000 people.
So Rat now, let's just get it straight for the fans now.
Yeah.
Nate, you were touring as the Bobby Blotzer Rat Experience.
Yeah, that's right.
But then at a point you decided to take just the name Rat and start calling yourself Rat.
That's right. You know, I'm a co-shareholder of, you know, Rat Incorporated. You know, myself, Bobby, and Warren DeMartini. Steven's not a part of it anymore, you know. But, so, you know, I thought, you know, no one's doing it. Warren doesn't want to go out there and do it. So it's like, I'll go out there and do it and rock people's faces. And look, we're playing to like 10,000 people every night, man. Our guarantees are like 25,000 going up to 30. It's only going to get higher, bro.
Well, you don't see anything wrong with the Rat legacy being just the drummer of Rat as the only original member.
No, man. You know why? Because I have people coming up to me every day and saying, Bobby, Mr. Blotzer, man, don't take offense to this, but I've never heard Rat sound so good, man.
They're telling you they've never heard Rat sound so good.
They've never heard it sound better, man.
And these are people who saw the original Rat.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah, you know. Sure, I've got some detractors, man, you know, but, like, look, I don't spend that much time on social media, bro.
Okay.
But, you know, people can say what they want, but my version of Rat, when I see those 15,000 people out there every night, those faces, that's all I care about, man, you know.
The number seems to keep going up, Bobby.
What?
The amount of people you're playing for.
Oh, yeah, we're playing arenas, man. And I'll tell you, in the next couple of days, we're going to be playing direct support for Miranda Lambert.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is there any chance, Bobby?
Right.
If you think about it, you're still here. Warren DeMartini's here. Stephen Piercy's still here. Juan Crozier.
Oh, you mean Gene Gene, the dancing machine?
He's still around. Is there any chance that the four surviving members of Rat could ever get back together?
Look, Ed, I'll tell you one thing. I get ratmares just thinking about those guys.
You get what?
Ratmares.
Ratmares.
Yeah. Thanks, bro. But look, man. Do you know who's the star of this show?
Of Rat?
Yeah. It's not me.
It's not you.
It's not Steven. It's not Warren. It's not Gene Gene the Dancing Machine. It's the catalog. It's the Ratalog.
The Ratalog?
Yeah.
Now, I gotta just say, Bobby.
What's up, bro?
Okay, yeah, I said hi already. There's just one member of Rat in this.
Right.
Left. The band Foreigner are also touring now, and a lot of times Mick Jones is too sick to perform, so he doesn't play all the shows.
Right.
There's a lot of people watching very closely what goes on with Foreigner to see about a band with no original members touring.
Yeah, man, well, I think we're all watching that, but hey, man, as long as I can thump those tubs, man, I'll be up there.
Yeah, so
keeping Rat alive, and you know, I'll tell you, man, I gotta start face blotzing again.
What now?
Face blotzing.
Face blotzing. What is?
It's when I'm on Facebook, bro.
Oh, that's called face blots.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, well, look, Bobby.
What's up, bro?
No, I know. I said your name again. You don't have to say what's up.
Got
every
it. Yeah.
Time I say your name.
Oh, that's better enough, man.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, look, man, I got to roll. You know, I got to go eat some hamburgers now, bro.
All right, Bobby.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was cool.
I like that. That was a good riff.
Oh, that's good. So does that help you a little bit?
It does. It does. And, you know, I do another one pretty good. I don't have a whole lot in the arsenal for this one, but I can do a pretty good Bonnie Franklin. Remember her?
From One Day at a Time.
Yes. Yeah. Are you ready?
Yes.
Gosh, Julie. That's it. That's pretty much it. It's pretty good.
It definitely brought to mind Bonnie Franklin.
Right? Yeah. Man, I love the One Day at a Time theme song, didn't you?
This is it.
This is it. This is life the way you get. No, so go and have a ball.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep on doing what you do. We'll muddle through one day at a time. It's a good song. Fun fact.
Yeah.
That's one of the few TV theme songs from back then that included the show's title in the song.
Well, I don't know if that, I've heard other ones.
No, it is. It is, and that's why I love today's TV shows so much, because the themes all have the titles in them.
Well, that's not true.
Sure they do. All my favorites.
Like, what's a favorite of yours that has the theme in it?
Well, like, he's the man in the high castle, and for him life's one big hassle. All these films taking up so much space. He knows he's gotta save the human race from Nazis.
That's the theme for The Man in the High Castle?
It is, yes. Yeah, it's good.
Is it?
I think it was the last song Alan Thicke wrote.
Was the theme from The Man in the High Castle?
Yeah. How about this one? Away. 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 It's coming to get you tonight. It's a Netflix original.
What was it?
It's O.A.
O.A.
Yes, yeah.
O.A. Well, it's coming to get you.
Also on Netflix, it was one of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
Great theme. Narcos. They're coming at you, Narcos. They're coming at me. Keep those bandidos out of our faces. Narcos.
That's the theme to Narcos.
That's the theme song, yeah, yeah. I'm looking for Mozart in the jungle, but all I see are vines.
That's the theme, okay. These are all... This is very exciting that there's all these...
Who are the Gilmore Girls? What are they into? What do they want from us?
Well, you're making it sound like they're from space.
They are, aren't they? I've never seen the show. I just like the song. I bought a cassette single of it from a kid on the street.
Of the Gilmore Girls.
Yes, I did.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Cassette single.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I got to call my lawyer Dell soon. He's been a real godsend.
Has he?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, you know, Dell is very confident that he can get at least 20 years shaved off my sentence when I'm found guilty.
20 years?
Yeah. Well,
that's not nothing. I mean, that's good news.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah, I mean, what does he think your sentence could end up as?
Well, Dell thinks I'm looking somewhere in the 150 to 240-year range.
Okay. So, yeah, well, to get 20 years shaved off that doesn't mean a whole lot, because...
Well, I figure if I eat right, I exercise.
Uh-huh.
Maybe, yeah.
You think you could make it past 240 years?
Why not? Why not?
Plus the years you've lived already.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, but Dell's a genius. You know, he's a true Renaissance man.
Mm-hmm. How so?
Well, in addition to being a kick-ass lawyer, he's the creator of the most asked-for Christmas gift of 2016, don't you know?
What was that?
Serious?
Yeah, what was the most asked-for Christmas gift of 2016?
Potty basketball, you toilet sports dummy.
What?
Potty basketball.
What? Okay, what is potty basketball?
Tom, I would never dream of depriving you the thrill of seeing potty basketball for the first time the way I did. So I command you to Google potty basketball right now.
All right. I'm going to.
It's required Googling.
I will Google potty basketball right now. Huh. Oh, my goodness. So it's a... Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a grown man sitting on a toilet, shooting like what looks like a Nerf mini basketball at like a tiny basketball hoop.
Yeah, yeah. Ugh. It's pretty cool, right? I mean, it's pretty weird, but it's cool. And the guy on the box.
Yeah.
That's Dell.
That's your lawyer.
It is, yeah, yeah. He insisted on being on the box.
So your lawyer is on the box of potty basketball.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
With his pants down around his ankle.
Yes, yeah.
Holding
yeah.
a basketball, like yes, a mini yeah. basketball.
You know, he wanted to be slam dunking the ball, but it turns out no packaging company in North America would manufacture the boxes with a picture of him, you know, kind of in midair slamming a Nerf yeah. ball into a miniature hoop.
With his pants down.
Yes, and who knows what cavorting
yes.
out there.
Yeah. yeah. As he's on a toilet.
He would have had a real midair junk cavortment. Mm-hmm. Cavortment.
Yeah. Well, I don't even want to think any more about that.
Well, you know, Tom, Dell has really got me thinking, you know, like, basically, who's really in jail here? I mean, I may be behind bars for more years than I care to contemplate, but who's really imprisoned? Me or the father of 3.1 kids who has to put on that suit and tie and go sell wacky packages at Kernmart 70 hours a week, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, sure, I lost my drumming gig with the Iggy Pop Band and will most likely be replaced by Dave Grohl, Questlove, or Chad Smith, music's only three drummers. But you know what? I'm as free as my mind allows me to be.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I think that's a good mental attitude to go forth with. But I would say you're probably the one who's imprisoned. When you ask who's really in jail, I'd say, yeah, you're still the one really in jail.
I think you're nitpicking. I think you're a little jealous of me.
Well,
I got everything taken care of now.
I'm not, Rick.
You know what the kicker of this whole thing is?
What's that?
The lady I was trying to impress the whole time?
Yeah.
Totally blew me off.
Okay.
Yeah, I called her the day I got sent to the hut. She wouldn't even accept the call.
Really?
No, and it sounded like she was knocking boots in the, with some guy named Dudio. What kind of name is that?
Uh-huh. Well, it's a nickname. Knocking, okay, I don't know if that's the case.
Well, I don't know. Oh, all right, hang on. Hey, I got to go to band practice.
In prison?
Yeah, in our cell.
Oh, in your cell? Okay.
Yeah, we practice in our cell. We snuck in instruments.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you can sneak anything in here.
All right.
Yeah. We're an REM tribute band called What's the Frequency Warden?
What's the Frequency Warden?
Yes, yeah. We're pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, no.
What?
Oh. Snake, the Peter Buck of the band. He wants to start with It's the End of the World as We Know It. And I really struggle with that intro. It's really hard for me for some reason. I just don't have it. And he gets really mad if I F it up.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Are you guys ready? All right, here we go. Ah! Jake, no! He's got a shiv, Tom.
He's got a shiv?
He's got a shiv, yeah. Snake! Don't shit me. You can have all my teddy grams, I swear. All my snackables. Ah!
Oh, my God. All his teddy grams and snackables. That prison REM band does not sound like it's going well. Oh, boy. Poor Rick. Dear, 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 dear. Dear. Ah! Messed up. So mad. First blunder of 2017 just happened. You know, Mike loved it. Dear, dear, dear. Dear Hoof! Didn't happen again. Second blunder. Dear, dear, dear. Dear Hoof! Hold on. Third blunder of 2017. Oh, dear, 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 dear. Deer hoof. Sealed with a Kiss by Deer Hoof. Taken from their album Apple O. Reissued on vinyl by Kill Rock Stars. Great album. Such a great album. And you can get that by going to killrockstars.com. Awesome colored vinyl reissue. Best show. The number 201-3-323-484. We are talking about your resolutions, predictions. Another thing we need are our best show catchphrases for 2017. What do you think about this one, Mike? The best show. We get it. They don't. That's based on when I was on the boardwalk in Seaside Heights, wearing my King Crimson t-shirt, and the guy was like, King Crimson! I was like, yeah. We get it. They don't. And he pointed around at everybody. What do you think about that? What's that? You like it. What about the best show? Tom Will Fix It All. In 2017. Now, too much pressure on me, I think. Any catchphrases, I'll take them. I want to hear them. Catchphrases. Best show.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
It's the H-Man.
Hold on. This is the H-Man?
Yeah. How are you?
Is this really the H-Man?
Yeah, seriously is, Tom. How are you?
I don't know. This sounds like a false H-Man. hold on. Let me quiz you. Let me think of a way to prove that this is the H-Man. Now, the H in H-Man is short for your first name, of course.
Yes.
And what is your full first name?
My full first name is Harrison, although a lot of people think it's Harold.
This is the H-Man. This is the H-Man. I know it. Harrison. I know that. What's up, buddy?
I feel like I haven't called in a while, and, I mean, my girlfriend called a few weeks ago, and I feel like I... And just it was about time to call into the show.
Yes, it was exciting. Your lady pal called up, and she was her first time calling, and she had a great call. It was so much fun. And here you are now, the former protege to me, the best show. My protege is no longer on the East Coast. He's now a big shot in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I actually went after Olivia's call. I listened to my own first call, and it's pretty terrible. Like I was super nervous, so it's kind of funny to listen to so many years later.
It's a little different than where she started off.
Yeah, she was on a much better footing than I was.
Now, H-Man.
Yes.
You're in Lipstick City, Los Angeles. You're in showbiz now.
Yep.
You're working on all sorts of things. And far be it for me to ask what you're currently working on, because that's your business, and it's generally not, you don't talk about what you're currently working on. But what are some things you have worked on that have been good experiences in Los Angeles?
I've done a lot of stuff with, like, Adult Swim. I did the Eric Andre show, which is really funny. Like 2.5 years ago.
That's one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, I did 3 seasons of The League for FXX.
What did you do on the Eric Andre show? You weren't Kraft Punk, were you?
Oh, no, I was just the said PA. I actually, there is an episode, where we did Man on the Street stuff in New York that I showed up on camera for. It's kind of hilarious.
I gotta see that.
I'll tweet you the link eventually.
Yeah. Tweet me the link, bro. So The League, Eric Andre show. Do you know what's his face from the guy who played Andre on The League? Have you ever met him?
Oh, Paul Scheer, yeah. We go way back.
He's a nice guy.
He's a family friend.
He's a nice guy, Paul.
Yeah, he's the best.
Hosts a very popular podcast.
Yes.
Very popular. Could swallow this thing the way Jonah got swallowed by the whale. Right?
I had an idea for a catchphrase, if you wouldn't.
Oh, I would love to hear it, H-Man.
It would be the best show, : we're first, you're last.
We're first, you're last. The best show, we're first, you're last. I kind of like it. It's got that swagger that we used to have, right?
I think you still have it. I mean, look what you've done in the last few days with the 24/7, it's the best thing. Like, I was at home over the break, and as soon as I came out, I was like, oh, well, now I know what I'm doing with my next 2 days.
Thank you. That's sweet of you to say. It's really cool, this Best Show 24/7, which just streams nonstop Best Show. And, it's real. I love it. And you know what? People can go to thebestshow.net/247 and check it out. The best show catchphrase. What do you think about this, H-Man? Tell me more about your podcast.
I love it.
Tell me more. Should I say, tell me more about your dumb podcast?
Yeah, I think the dumb kind of accentuates it.
Yeah. Tell me more. Tell me more about your dumb podcast. Oh, you like that. I love it.
Yeah.
H-Man, big plans for 2017. What's a New Year's resolution that you have teed up for 2017?
I used to do a lot of theater in high school and middle school. Mm. I like to do some sort of performance, even if it's like a one-off kind of deal. It's just fun. It's like an adrenaline rush, but it's just fun to like work with people on a thing that has like an end date, and you're like, you know. I mean, I've done obviously set PAing, but like that's just working behind the scenes. I like to just, like, you know, make something with my friends or do, like, a show on a stage for, like, one night.
That would be exciting. And you'd be up there? You'd be up there, what would you be, working behind the scenes, or do you want to be, are you in the show?
I'd like to be on a stage performing again. I miss it. Like, I have 2 DVDs with me that I brought from home back in New York that are, like, of old plays that I did in high school, you know. There's some nostalgia to it, and you kind of miss that after doing it for 7 years.
That would be awesome.
Yeah,
I hope you do that.
Thank you.
I also just want to be better at, like, keeping in touch with people. I feel like I was kind of bad at that last year.
Yeah, AP Mike has been a little bummed that you just don't reach out to him anymore.
I mean, you know what? Maybe I'll buy a headshot one of these days.
Yeah, don't push it. Really. You really want that thing in your house?
No, I would send it to someone else as a gag gift.
A gag? Ooh. You know what Mike says to gag gifts? He don't care. Ten bucks is 10 bucks.
Yeah, 10 bucks is 10 bucks.
In Mike's mind, you can take that headshot, you throw darts at it, you put it in a frame, you put it in your drawer, never look at it again. He doesn't care. 10 bucks is 10 bucks. All right, H-Man. I miss you, buddy. Keep calling.
I miss you, too. I hope I see you soon at some point. I'm on this coast or the East Coast.
I hope I see you sooner.
Well, I hope you have a great 2017, Tom.
Oh, thanks, bro. I'll talk to you later.
Take care.
Best show.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? It's at... Hello?
Hello?
Am I the person to whom I'm speaking?
To whom am I speaking? Like, I don't
I can't
know.
Even believe it. I messed up the time delay.
I know who this is.
It's Andy. It's my new voice, Tom. It's Andy Kindler.
This is a guy, for people who don't know, and this is a very, we're talking to just a handful of people who don't know who you are at this point.
I would doubt. I mean, most people are more than familiar.
Because we're talking about people have seen your work, whether they've watched Raymond.
Unless they're living under a rock.
Yes. unless they're living under a rock. Yes.
I'm cracking myself up already, Tom. It's a big, I can tell I'm on already.
So, Andy Kindler, he's a comedian. He's one of these guys who people call him the comedian's comedian.
That's right.
He's like the guy who, sure, regular people don't get it so much.
Right. It's not that it's funny necessarily.
No, look, this is a guy. You ever hear in baseball the five tool player? They talk about the five tool player, the guy who can hit and field and whatever the other three tools were in that. I don't know. I don't care about
that. They call me a utility. They refer to me as a utility comedian.
No, that's not true. You are a guy who brings all the whole skill set to the table. You want a straight set, he can do it. You want him to just do crowd work, he can do it. You want him to do clean, he can do it. You want the raunchiest thing you ever heard, he could do it.
Clean or dirty.
That's how
I end my show every night. Clean or dirty. they always pick dirty.
You just say to the audience, what do you want, clean or dirty?
Folks, it's your call, clean or dirty. Dirty. You did want dirty.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Are you just like, folks, for the final 10 minutes, I could either do some super clean stuff or I could do the filthiest, dirty stuff you ever heard. Dirty. Dirty.
If you insist. Hey, folks, to be honest with you, I haven't even prepared a clean closer.
Now, Andy Kindler, what's this I'm hearing in Los Angeles on the West Coast about was there an earthquake?
I don't think so. I really think that there was a sustained dropping of some kind of equipment above me. I heard a distinct rumble, and usually I'm right.
Mm-hmm. You heard a distinct rumble.
Right.
You went on Twitter,
yes.
Told everybody it was an earthquake.
Earthquake with an exclamation point.
Yeah. Just earthquake
in case.
LA.
Well, that's the name of the show I'm pitching.
That's the name of your show. Is it you and Earthquake?
It's me and Earthquake, and it's called Earthquake LA Earthquake, featuring Earthquake.
Featuring Earthquake, and then your name is LA Kindler on it.
Like the Mind of Mencia. I used to love how it was the Mind of Mencia with Carlos Mencia.
Yes, just in case. In case he just didn't see his name enough on the thing. And
starring Carlos Mencia.
Yeah, he...
And your host, Carlos Mencia.
Look, he took himself out of the running somehow. He did.
He's still in the game.
The game? What game?
I don't know. I also don't know why I'm laughing after everything I'm saying. That could be my new hook.
Laugh.
I laugh. It indicates to the audience it's funny.
If I laugh, everyone knows it's funny. Look, if you're up there, I've seen you do shows, and you're up there, you're doing your thing, and then people are just dying with laughing. They can't stop. They can't stop. This is one of the funniest things.
Have you seen that? Yeah, I mean, I'm underselling it. I know I kill. I mean, that's a given.
You watch out when you're in one of these nights, and it's like you're back. Let me get this right. You're backstage at the Laugh Factory, right?
Right, which is my home club.
It's your club, and Jamie's there, and he's
Jamie Sada.
And Jamie's saying, "All right, next up, we're gonna do Michael McDonald's gonna go up and do some stuff." Then he's like, "Who else is gonna go up at it? Who else is the other people at the Laugh Factory?"
Dane Cook. Well, I don't know if he plays there anymore. I don't know any names of current comedians, I've realized. I don't know any. I need a new Carrot Top go-to or Gallagher. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know who would play Pablo Francisco. Maybe that's who.
So you're hanging out backstage there at
right.
the Laugh Factory.
Shadow boxing, as you know, before
yeah.
I go on,
yeah.
I shadow box because yeah. I see comedy as a fight and I'm going to kill.
You shadow box? You do 100?
Yeah,
quick.
I shadow box. I scratch my... I use my thumb against my nose, which I've never quite understood why boxers... What has to do with boxing? But I scrape my nose with my thumb.
Sure. You do that. Then you... I know you had Jamie install one of the, like those reverse sit-up things that hang in a doorway. You can... You can hang in that, and then you do a quick 80 upside-down sit-ups where you lunge your head up. You're hanging
right.
upside down, and you go, huh, one, huh, two, huh, three, right? You're doing that, and who's there? Like Tim Allen, I think, is there, right?
Tim Allen does it. Before every set, I do one of those PT-109s. What are those things called?
The PT-109?
No, come on. You run up a PD-80. You run up the wall of the gym. These
PX80?
Yeah, like that. I think Paul Ryan does it.
So it's you. You're there. This is a
right.
typical night. Kindler. Allen.
Tim Allen.
Chris D'Elia. D'Elia's in
and chiseled.
The and then you find out Chappelle's coming in. He's going to do 4 hours. Then D'Elia's
and
like,
I say, why is he going so short tonight?
Then D'Elia's like, you know what? I'm going to go 4.5 hours. And then you say, I'm going to go 5 hours tonight. And then Kevin Nealon says, I'm going to go 5.5 hours. I'm going six. He says, I'm going 6 hours. And then the audience says, you guys know you guys are going to do a day of comedy now. We have places to be. We can't.
The audience is never into it, really.
Yeah, we can't watch. Who would want to see anyone do 4 hours of anything?
Who can see? I can't. After 40, I have an internal clock. After 45 minutes, I get sick to my stomach from my own voice.
And that's from me. I do 3 hours of this show a week. And these guys, four seems like the limit, though. Like, I really want to go and watch, I gotta go to the comedy store and watch, Chris D'Elia do 4.5 hours off the top of his head.
I always say leave them wanting more.
Yes. Leave them wanting more. Now.
Humor.
Now,
I've been doing that joke forever and it drives my wife crazy. Leave them wanting more. Humor.
Did the death of William Christopher put a crimp in this in your MASH channel joke?
You know, you wouldn't. You know what's interesting? This is my way back in. I make this old material sound like it's hot off the press. I go, William Christopher's in the news. Here's something. William Christopher, Father Mulcahy died, and did you know you can get MASH on DVD? Yes. You can also get it on Channel 5, 7, 9, 11, TV Land, TV Land 2, VH1 Seniors, MeTV, Antenna TV, Get Me an Antenna TV. I'm killing myself, Tom.
You know what's great
about... I'm worstering it up now because I'm giving examples. I could go forever. Actually, I couldn't go forever, but...
You know what's great about Antenna TV is that it's all the episodes are in low definition of these shows. It's like they sent a kid over to CBS to just grab as many tapes off the shelf as he could fit into his car. And that's what they're putting on the air, these old tapes.
Well, I had a meeting at the Rabbit Ear Network this week to pitch my show.
Uh-huh.
And they said the picture was too crisp.
It was too crisp, the picture.
For the Rabbit Ear Network.
Smack the top of the TV
network. Yes, for the, do you get the squeeze up some aluminum foil into a ball and lean that against a coat hanger and then put that on your TV network? Do you get that?
Do I get that channel?
Yes, that channel. It's right next to Cozy.
Yeah, and it's I don't get that one, but I do get if you just turn this dial and it clicks and eventually
right.
tunes in a channel, because
network.
We live in the woods and there's only network maybe two channels
channel.
And one of them is Canadian channel.
Do you get It's Literally the Bottom of the Bucket channel? Do you have that one?
The tapes, the shows they play on these new channels that air these old shows, it is just some straight up, it's just trash.
I saw a show called Cimarron last night. And it was about, and all the people who were supposed to be Mexican were all white people from the 30s or whenever it was made.
Cimarron. I saw a show, I never saw a Cimarron. I saw one with Joe E. Ross.
Right.
And he was a caveman. And he had like a black wig on. and like a caveman loincloth. And like you're watching the show and you realize that this guy is like, he's like a 67-year-old man that at some point it's like, look, Joe, you didn't squeeze enough out of showbiz. You're already in the black on this thing compared to your talent. You're really going to go and try to, at this late date, you're going to put on a loincloth and a long black wig. It really, how much could they be paying you that this is what you're leaving behind?
Whatever happened to a graceful exit, people often say after my show.
People say to you, people yell
as
out.
As they're leaving.
They say, what about Jim Brown? Right?
People often say to me after a show, what am I trying to prove at this point? What are you trying to prove at this point, Andy? What do you think will happen?
Do they say we got the memo? Andy. Everyone got the memo at this point. We all got the memo. So 2017 for an Andy Kindler. What does that hold?
Well, I was thinking about that. You got me going with the New Year's resolution, and I've decided this is the year, because you said you're going to hold people to it.
Yeah.
So this is the year. I'm stepping up to the plate. I'm going to keep going with the baseball analogies.
Yeah.
I'm going to get the pine tar.
Sure.
I'm going to get that donut ring.
Sure, the donut ring. You're on deck.
And that's all I can think of. Resin.
That's enough.
And I am going to have a network TV sitcom comedy. Sitcom TV, a situation comedy either like of Kevin, like as good as Kevin Can Wait, or the remake of the third remake of The Odd Couple, will be on network TV this year. And by the end of this year.
By the end of this year, you will be the star of a network television show.
But maybe it's maybe it premieres after the World Series next year.
Sure, like they'll give you that spot. Like
they give me that which is the prime spot. They say.
Yeah, they're just like, we'll give you the like that kind of like after the Super Bowl, after the World Series, like.
Right.
But it wouldn't be after the Super. That would be next year for the Super Bowl. So you're saying World Series this year.
Right.
No, any idea?
Late October.
Any
premiere.
Idea what the show might be called?
The Andy Kindler Kindler Chronicles. And will I do stand up on the show? Yes.
So you'll do stand up as like intros and outros. You'll do little bumpers there of stand up.
Or I carry a mic. I carry the mic everywhere. I go into 7-Eleven. I do some shtick there.
Well, hold on a minute. This actually sounds like a show. This actually, Andy Kindler, like if you just go around, what about this? We get you. You're doing the thing in the brick wall, right?
Right.
And you're doing your stand-up, and people are laughing. But then we reveal that the brick wall is moving. And you're just rolling through the world on this stage, the small stage.
Right.
And you can't get out of it or off it. Right? And you're just rolling around Los Angeles, doing your stand-up no matter where you go. You're on a stage with a microphone. And now you're in like the grocery store. Where are you at?
A doctor's appointment would be hilarious.
Doctor's appointment rolls
with my roving stage.
It rolls in. Brick wall behind you. Microphone.
Yeah. Can I call you nurse? What's your name? Can I call you nurse? Hey.
And the doctor's like, seriously, you're not doing well. I actually need you to stop with the jokes.
Yeah. That's not surprising. I've been nauseous every night at 3 a.m. actually. Yeah. You've got a very serious condition.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, really, I guess I'm really going to die. On stage, for real.
And then finally, so when you do it until the people leave, is that what it would be? Till you walk them?
That's like, just as I do every night. Yeah, people will leave.
You ever
doors
think,
will close.
Yeah. You ever think about leaving with them? Like if you see somebody getting
I swear
up,
to God,
they're grabbing their
as
coat.
Soon as I see someone in the club, and this is absolutely true, shift in their seat or ask for a tab, I immediately think I've gone too long. They could even be just looking towards the exit by mistake, and I figure I should wrap it up.
You just figured now they're in your head.
Yeah, they got that. That's how easy it is to get inside my head.
Someone's...
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah.
Have I gone on too long?
Yeah.
No, I.
So that
wasn't
would be...
related to you.
Well, why don't we call this? Why don't we do this show? Somebody on Twitter just said called Fine and Andy, and it's just you rolling around on this stage that you can't get away. You literally can't escape it.
Because is it one of these pack? It's not a pact with a devil show. Those I can't stand.
Well, it'll be a thing. We don't know why you're stuck on it. You got to have like a like a lost type element to it, right? Like like you can't get off the stage, and you wake up on the stage. I'm telling you, I'm gonna take this around.
This could be it.
I'm taking.
And
this
when
around.
I pitch this time, I'm telling you, when I pitch it. And I get in a pitch situation, and they say they don't like it.
Yeah.
I'm going to get very upset and say, "Oh, but they put Mr. Ed on the air. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
My show's not good, but Mr. Ed was a show."
Yeah, and then they're going to go, "Yeah, we had nothing to do with Mr. Ed." They're going to say, "We put Mad Men on the air here." We've done only some really good shows here.
Yeah, Breaking Bad, yeah. Mad Men.
Yeah, don't blame us because it's the same medium that hosted the show Mr. Ed before any of us were born. That's not our fault, sir.
And why am I shopping it to a one-hour place that does 1 hour dramas?
Yeah, taking it to 1 hour dramas.
Oh, great. You'll put My Mother the Car on the air.
Yeah. And they're just like,
but you won't put Andy Kindler's The Stage is Leaving. Andy Kindler, The Stage is Leaving Town. There's a stage coach leaving town.
Andy,
I don't have the name.
Andy, I do have the name. Andy Kindler's All the World's a Stage. Think about that. Andy Kindler's All the World's a Stage.
All the World. I cannot tell you. I wish it wasn't true that I'm actually getting excited about this idea.
Oh, no. I wish this existed. Imagine rolling you into the Grove in Los Angeles and setting you, just rolling that stage by the fountain. And you're just there.
Hi, Mario Lopez.
And you're just there talking against this comedy club brick wall. People. And what if, you know what would be also great is we just set three seats up in front of you that always have people sitting in them. Like we just have a couple, we bring like two tables, and like six chairs, six audience members at the tables get set up in front of you and they're always just laughing. And then one kind of like waitress works there and brings them drinks. No matter where it is.
Well, if it was really reflective of my life, there would be six seats and two would be empty.
Sure, okay.
Because I never sell out. Even a six-seater, I can't sell out.
Two of them can be, yeah.
You, that didn't show.
No, no, because at this point, I've heard that they had to paper a Toyota Corolla that you were in.
I just realized what you were saying.
Yeah.
It took me like 10 seconds. I was playing a Toyota Corolla, and there was one empty seat. I couldn't sell back seat middle. I couldn't, and it was less.
Oh, my God.
And it was not only that. I was in the driver's. I'm doing the comedy from the driver's seat, and still, I was one shy.
Yeah. Well, you were doing comedians in cars getting coffee, but for some reason, the word comedians was in quotes. Look, I don't know why I'm making fun of you. I think you're the funniest guy going. I really do. I think you're so funny, and this is my wish for you for 2017. More of the same.
Oh, you got it, Tom. That I love you. You are the king. And also, not that I would brag about this. I'm not the kind of person who would say I am a Patreon. A Patreon, Tom.
Oh, you actually went to patreon.com/thebest.
$5 a month. You know what that means to a man like me?
I know.
Jewish man like me?
I know, well.
Tight with the dollar?
You're not tight with the dollar. I've been out to eat with you. You're not tight with the dollar.
They call me slow hand when it comes to picking up the tab.
They call you slow hand.
Slow hand.
Yeah. Well, Andy Kindler's All the World is a Stage. I think this has the makings of something. I would actually, in all seriousness, it's one of those ideas where I'm just like, is this really stupid, or I think that actually would be a pretty good show. I think I would watch that like crazy. You on a stage that just gets set up in different places would be the funny, until people finally can't take it anymore, like that they weren't asking for you to do this.
I think with the three people who are always in the audience is going to be the one is going to sell this.
Yeah, that they're just set up at tables.
Yeah.
Laughing. Let's make this happen.
All right, we'll do it. Happy New Year, Tom.
Happy New Year to you, Andy Kindler, at Andy Kindler, andykindler.com. You get all the
and
things.
At Andy Kindler on Twitter.
At Andy Kindler on Twitter. You get all of the all your Andy Kindler needs. Thank you.
You got it.
Thank you, buddy. I love you. I wish nothing but the best for you.
I love you, Tom. Be good. Bye-bye.
Bye. See that? Andy Kindler. Huh. Okay. Well, let's
songs
are in that box set, the Lou Reed box. Mike? 135 Sanford and Son episodes. So there's a 13, there's a difference of 13 between the two. What if I reviewed every episode of Sanford and Son and every song in that Lou Reed box set alternating? I gotta make a splash this year. Maybe I'll do that. Lou Reed, Sanford and Son. All the episodes, all the songs in that box. We'll figure it out. I'm gonna make a splash. I'm tired of being small. Now don't think I didn't forget this this performance review for 2016, guys. Mike?
Yeah.
Actually you're not coming. Here comes the guy who is gonna conduct the performance review for 2016. Lurio!
Yeah.
Send Pan in. I'm doing performance reviews for the best show staff. Sit down, sir.
Hey, Gary.
Welcome.
It's good to be here.
What do you think you could do differently next year? This year, not from next year, this year.
I think this year I can maybe show up earlier, see if Dudio needs help. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. Interesting.
Do you have any ideas, Gary?
I'm asking you! It's a performance review! It's not a coaching session! What are some... What was the highlight of this year? This past year? Working on Best Show?
This past year, I think some of the highlights were... You know, working with you guys, of course.
No, I don't know. What?
Working with you guys and learning, always learning. I got a boot camp or two from you, Gary.
Yeah.
That was always helpful.
What's your strong suit and your weak suit?
I think my weak suit is that I care too much.
Oh, you know, brother. Nauseating.
I think my strong suit is...
I care too much. No one buys that!
I think I can be...
Performance Review 101! I just care too much! Oh, if only I wasn't cursed with caring too much!
Maybe I'm too much of a perfectionist.
No, God!
I crossed too many T's, dot too many I's.
The only I you dotted is the I in boring!
What about,
how could you be more helpful to people on the team out there?
I think I could, surprise people more and maybe clean more you know, make improvements that nobody asked for,
okay,
you know.
Okay.
I think
clean more.
Do things like, you know, under promise, over deliver.
Under promise, over deliver, boy.
Yeah.
Now,
I think that's me in 2017.
If you had to evaluate the staff from best to worst, what would you say it is?
Okay, so it would go me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I guess Jason and Mike.
Mike's last, huh?
Yeah.
If you had to fire Mike, could you do it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
I could do it right now if you want.
No, not yet, not yet.
Oh, okay.
Soon, not yet.
All right.
Depending on these... Get out! Get out! Get out! Oh, God. Hey, Mike!
Yeah.
Tell Duty how to come in. Okay, here he comes. Hi, Gary. Oh, hi, Gary. It's me, Bobby Hall.
Hey, Gary. How are you?
I'm good. Now, what do you think went well this year?
I think a lot of things went well this year. We had a lot of shows. We were off for many shows.
Yes, yes.
We had a lot of great guests.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
True. What do you think was your greatest accomplishment this year? Past year.
This past year.
Yeah, not this year. It's 3 days old this year.
probably getting things ready for Best Show 24/7.
Oh. Best Show 24/7. Interesting. What could you have done better this year than last year? This past year.
We could have launched Best Show 24/7 earlier.
That's true.
Yeah. But we wanted to get it right.
Let me think. And definitely you're not doing so bad yet. What are some goals you have for the upcoming year? Which is this year, not 2018. This year.
So 2017.
Yes. Yeah.
I would like us to do a lot more specials.
Ah.
And different types of episodes.
Okay. What are your strong suits? And what are your weak suits?
My strong suits, production.
True.
And writing and ideas.
Ideas.
My weak suits, probably cleaning.
Cleaning. Now, rank the staff best to worst.
Okay. That's going to go me.
You.
And then Pat, then Mike.
And Pat, then Mike. Picking up on a thread here. Now, if money would... The budget was tight.
Right.
And someone had to get canned. Who'd you can?
Oh, Mike.
Mike. Yeah. Mike, yeah. Okay.
Quickly.
Could you can Mike?
Oh, do you need me to do it right now?
No, not yet. All right, very good. Get out!
Okay.
Hey, Pat. Tell Mike to get in here. It's in the other chair. Oh, God. It's in the wrong chair. Well, you don't have time to go to the other chair. It's 2 feet away.
It's closer.
We got the mic all set up for this one.
Okay.
Attitude problem, really. Attitude. What would you say would be a goal you'd have for the upcoming year? On the show, not APMike.bandcamp.com.
Well, I really enjoyed the radio play written by yourself 2 weeks ago.
Ah.
A Bayonne Christmas.
Yes, yes.
I
written
thought,
and directed by me.
Yeah.
And starring me.
Well, I also had a part in it.
And you were in it, too.
I thought it did pretty good considering I was reading it as I got it.
True, true. So that would be... Wait, what was the question?
Something for the future that I thought would be good. More radio plays.
Yeah, more radio plays.
Yeah.
What would be something you could have done better over the last year?
Well, I've noticed, you know, before, when we used to work at FMU, I was generally the only person in the studio. And my laugh in the background used to be the predominant laugh. But now I've noticed that Dudio is trying to outlaugh me. And
let me hear an AP Mike laugh. Now do a Dudio laugh. Wait, what is he, Herman Munster?
It's close. It's almost in that range, yes.
Rank, please rank the staff from best to worst.
I'll put myself at first.
Really?
Yeah.
It was best to worst.
Well, I noticed that, yeah, they both put me at the bottom because they feel threatened by my seniority.
Do you think it was an alliance between them?
Of course it was. Like I said, I've been with the show longer, and they feel threatened by the my seniority.
So you go you first.
Me first. And Pat and Dudio tied for third. There's no second. No second.
Ooh. Now, if one of them had to go, who would go? Who'd go?
Well, that's a tough one. I don't know. I guess Pat.
Ah, Pat would go. Would you be able to can him?
No, I leave that to you, Gary.
Mmm. Not as gung-ho in the firing department. Very interesting. Very interesting.
Not my thing.
Not your thing. Mike?
Yeah.
Get out! Go! Get out!
Should I knock that board down?
Beat it! Here am I. Here are my evaluations for the staff. They can't hear this. Mike sucks. He's stupid. Brings nothing to the table. He wants to do more radio plays. Oh, boy. Bad at not telling the truth. Too much of a perfectionist. Dudio, I can't get a handle on him. He's sneaky. My recommendation is to can all three of them. That's my evaluation. All three should be removed from the studio. ASAP!
All right. Gary the Squirrel, performance review evaluations for 2017. I don't know. We'll have to take it. I'll take it into consideration, Gary. My friends, we've had some kind of year, right? It's been something else. Here we sit. The start of a year. And it could be sad at the beginning of a year. You think about the loss that has gone on in past years. And you're like, will there be more loss? Can I handle more? Well, you know what? All you can do is you can only do what you can do when you're faced with loss. Yeah, and I'm trying. It's just like, I guess the, yeah, it's bad. It's not a, January is never an easy month for me. But you know what? There's not much I can do other than to just keep going forward. And you try to do everything you can. And you try to honor the people that you're still living for. Try to do right by them. And this show, the best show, is the best thing I've got in my professional life. But it goes beyond my professional life. This is my heart, and this is really one of the things I do and care about. And I've never been so proud of what we've built up here. And when I say we, I mean we. Because we're doing this listener sponsorship now, and you guys, the Best Show listeners, have stepped up to an amazing degree saying, keep the show going. We want more of the Best Show. And that is a shot in the arm like you wouldn't believe. To turn this show into something where we can make it grow and get better and stronger. At this point, for us to be this far into it and be getting stronger and better at what we're doing, it's unbelievable, but we're doing it. And for 2017, we are going to keep doing it. It's the best show. We get it. They don't. Back next week.